You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Aloha, this is Lacey Denise with Hawaii News Now Sunrise, and you're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Mahalo for tuning in.
This is Dave Newman from Pint and Jigger and Harry's Hardware Emporium, our new speakeasy concept. And when I'm not busy crafting new cocktails for y'all to try, I'm listening to Sleep Time is Over with Kavat Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse.
Hey, this is DJ Freeze from the Stone Groove family. And when I'm not yelling at Haoles in Kailua, I'm listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. What you mean Pipeline Cafe is a BJ Penn gym now? This goes out to you, and you, and you, and you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you. This goes out to you, and you, and you.
Your reign on the top was short like leprechauns as I crush so-called Willies, thugs, and rapadons. Get in that ass quick fast like Ramadan. It's that rap phenomenon, Don Dada. Fuck Papa, you gotta call me Francis M.H. White intake like toast, tote iron. Was told in shootout, stay low and keep firing. Keep extra clips for extra shit. Who's next to flip on that cat with that grip on rap? The most shady, Frankie baby. Ain't no telling where I may be. May see me in D.C. at Howard Homecoming with my man Capone drumming fucking something. You should know my steelo. Went from 10 G's for blow to 30 G's a show to all G's with O's I never seen before. So Jesus, get off the notorious us before I squeeze and bust. If the beef between us, we can settle it with the chrome and metal shit. I make it hot like a kettle get. You're delicate, you better get who sent you. You still pedal shit. I got more rides than Great Adventure.
Biggie, how are you gonna do it?
Kick in the door, waving the 4-4. All you heard was Papa, don't hit me no more. Kick in the
Sleep
door.
Sleep Time's Over. Kavat the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris. I feel like we need like someone say DJ Zach Morris. You're like this.
Well,
cool.
You did that before. You do that voice well.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks.
You know.
But season 7, yes. Episode 3.
This is kicks in the door.
Kicks in the door, waving the
4-4. Dun 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 dun.
Yep.
Dun.
That's a great beat, bro. Yeah. Dun 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 dun. Who made the beat?
Oh,
here we go again.
Man, come
back
on.
On the Google, bro. I gotta be easy on me, bro.
I got the original too. I think we all got the original.
Dun dun dun.
You're a slave. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Ed from Kicks will be joining us.
Yeah.
I'm not even gonna try, bro. Ed from Kicks Hawaii coming later today.
Yes.
Get ready.
Eddie from Kicks, bro. If you don't know who he is, now you know.
Exactly.
Ninja.
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
you know, trying to stay PC, bro. The world is going haywire right now.
A lot of stuff going on.
Everybody mad.
Yeah.
Everybody sad.
Glad.
Everybody glad, bro. Well, let's get into this, bro.
All right. So,
how's your week?
Well, I have a lot to discuss regarding that as well.
You get an adventurous week.
Well, let's backtrack as we do.
Okay.
Quite frankly, on Saturday, nothing really happened.
Okay.
You see how we built that up? We crushed it down.
Look at that.
But I have to say that the overall vibe of the weekend going into today has been lots of stuff. So without even having to recap,
lots of stuff.
Not recapping Friday.
Okay.
I'm not recapping Sunday. I'm gonna go straight to Monday.
Whoa, that was like 2 days ago.
Monday Night Live, bro. Because
why?
I had some time off.
Oh.
And then I decided. I had some time off. I'm going to go see Star Wars for the 4th time.
Oh, there we go. That's what we want to know.
I go on the internet. I go on that Fandango. Log in, get the ticket, reserve the ticket. Off I go. Okay.
Bro, so TFTI, bro. Like the kids say,
bro. Nobody going to go join me.
TFTI, bro.
I went Han Solo. As you should go to Star Wars.
Bro,
you
know,
Han Solo to La Shira.
Yeah.
So I was going there. There's nobody in the theater.
Of course. Okay. Oh, nobody's there.
This is a 12:40 show.
Oh, man, I wish I'd have to hold my own business.
Well, responsibilities, huh?
Yeah.
Go there. I reserve the ticket online. There's nobody reserving the tickets. I'm literally the only one. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to reserve the seat in the back aisle seat. I go in there. Once I get to the theater, there's 10 people in the theater.
Oh.
Already in the theater. I'm like, wow, okay, because you guys bought at the front. I don't know. So then I'm like, okay, there's nobody in the back row. I'm going to just sit dead center in the back row, final row, right underneath the projector.
Final home. It's Daryl.
DJ Crush. Figured no one is gonna go there.
Right.
No one is gonna how absurd will of all the seats somebody's gonna come up and have that same seat?
Right, right.
Well, joke's on me, bruh.
What?
Because
bruh?
I'm sitting there, this dork come out of his parents' basement, walk on up, plenty food, popcorn, kaki mochi, kapakahi nachos, whatever you call it over there. Walking up. He walks right in front of me. Right in front of me, pacing.
Oh, pacing.
In front of me.
Confused. Yeah.
Confused.
Maybe this is not supposed to happen.
This guy looked like he weighed 20 pounds soaking wet. Walking around with these kaki mochi. Pacing right in front of me. I'm staring brother down. I'm like, what are you trying to do, bro? Where are you going? Finally, he puts his food next to my seat. I'm like,
Oh, bro.
Don't tell me you get the seat next to me, bro. Please don't. So then he starts pacing without the food.
Wait. Your seat that you're in, you reserved it. That's your seat.
No.
Oh.
Because I just decided, because who'd have thought somebody would take the seat that I wanted to go sit?
But there's such thing as super dorks, mega dorks, and ultra super mega dorks, bruh.
Dork irony is what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
So the guy is pacing. This is going on for, I'm going to say, it felt like forever.
But okay.
Maybe three minutes.
Right.
Finally, he goes to me and he goes, excuse me, sir. I have seats 7 and 8 reserved. Are you in my seat? So I'm like, man. All right, bro. It's your lucky day, bro. Because you know what? They are your seats. I just happened. Who would have thought it, huh? It's crazy, huh, bro? And he looks at me. I'm like, shake my head, bro.
It was the last time you got laid, bro.
Like, no. It's just a TV show. Have you ever kissed a girl? So I get up. I go from 7 or 8 to seat 10.
Okay.
Like, okay, so he's got 2 seats. So I'm going to go wait. I'm going to see what brother. I'm going to see what brother.
Oh, all right, bro. I like this story.
I'm
here we go.
This guy. I'm like, let's go.
Where's the game, bro?
Where's the date, bro? Who are you taking on a date at 12:40 on a Monday?
Here we go, DJ Dell. Who you got, DJ Dell?
Who you get later? Who you get?
Okay.
So I'm there.
Was he Chinese?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was.
Okay, anyway.
I'm waiting. Then the consolidated thing. Come on, Mr. Michael Casapan. Usually, if there was a girl sitting next to me, I'm going to be like, hey, I went to a dance class.
As soon
as Casapan is on the screen, this girl comes out of
the room. Whoa, a girl.
Chinese girl.
Female.
Coconut girl in the high fashion world. Hey. She got plenty food, too.
Woo!
They get plenty food.
A big girl.
No, skinny. Chinese.
Skinny.
No, Chinese skinny.
Yeah, Chinese skinny.
She bring plenty food. She sit down.
She banded feet, huh?
She didn't look like she weighed a lot either.
Straight out of Joy Luck Club.
I think so. And she sits down.
Oh, bruh.
They're sitting down together. And then I listen to him overhear him explaining what just happened.
Oh.
As I'm writing, yeah, I had to go tell this guy to move because he was in our seats. I don't know. Is it okay? I'm like, bruh, I'm right over here, bruh. What, you let me chime in and talk to you too? I'm like, what is this?
So
I'm like,
this is
give me a break, bro.
Oh, God.
So he's all, I don't know, he's all stressing out. I don't know why. He's sitting, he got the seat.
He got the seat, yeah.
He won. So like, whatever, bro. And then that's it.
Was it a good date? Was it his date? Was it his girlfriend?
I don't know if he getting laid after this movie. But he was there with this Chinese girl. The Chinese were there. Once again, the Chinese came from Kahala.
Why do we all took Kahala from Kahala? Why didn't you just go watch him at Kahala Mall, bro?
You think so?
Stay in China, bro.
So 2.5 hours. As this movie was going on, in the beginning of the movie, more drama ensued. As I get this movie going, I get a text on the phone.
Right.
Twitter. Blake Griffin traded.
Oh, bruh.
To the Detroit
Pistons. There we go, bruh.
Everything go kapakahi again. So I'm on my phone. I'm
not
like,
just
all
the right, popcorn.
I got to text everybody, bruh. I got to text DJ Compose. I got to text IA.
Oh.
Because IA's son is a Clippers fan.
Yeah.
So I had to text him like, bruh, your son better...
He crying,
bro.
Gotta take him out of school, bro.
You're gonna be stressed out.
The school nurse can call. Hey, excuse me, Mr. IA. Yeah. Can you please pick up your son? He's sad right now.
Your son is not doing well.
Not doing well. What's wrong? Blake got traded. Oh, yeah. Come
on. Oh, yeah.
Gotta take him Farrell's after that.
You could, I think. Yeah. That always works. So everybody, I text everybody. I text you. You text me back 2 hours after the fact.
Bruh.
And you're like, oh, bruh, WTF.
I was in shell shock, bruh, that's why.
And then so I had to text you back. Yeah, I saw Jedi 4 times. Weird, yeah. Is that what you meant? Is that what you're talking about? So Blake, everybody in an uproar. So I gotta go post them on the IG. People asking me, how come you post you in Star Wars, but then you're still posting on the IG? You're not watching the movie, bro. I saw it 4 times already.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah, you can miss some parts. But did you get anything else new from Star Wars?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Lots of stuff going on. So a lot of the plot gets better. The plot gets more explained
after 4 times.
Yes,
I watched it twice. So I gotta watch it one more time.
I think you watch it the third time, you're gonna still see different things again. So keep in point, there was one point that none of us brought up in the first go around when we had the Star Wars show.
Right.
Luke, the hologram Luke.
Right.
Spoilers, tough. He comes out and he's in the sand area. He's in that white sand.
Right, right.
It turns red when you walk on it.
Yeah. No more
His
red.
His feet did not have red. Why didn't we pick up on that? Why didn't we see?
Cause, bruh, we're not Jedis, bruh.
That's right.
Padawans, bruh.
He was the same image that Kylo Ren saw when he was in the Jedi Temple.
Ah.
So Luke had cut his hair.
Yeah.
Luke looked cleaner than what he looked like on the island.
Oh.
So we didn't catch that either.
So you can, so if you're like a master Jedi, you could project the image you want.
Correct.
You don't have to project the image you are.
Correct.
You project the image you want. So you could project anybody.
So he projected, the last image that Kylo Ren saw him in person was in the Jedi Temple when he tore the temple down.
When he fought, he physically fought when he's a hologram, right?
Well, they never really touched, remember? He would just keep ducking. He would keep ducking, not really making contact.
Oh, yeah.
He just kept missing. Kylo kept just missing. Right. And so there was no actual contact.
Oh,
so
if Kylo was a real, like, up on the Force, he would have known that's a hologram.
Either that, or this is some new next level Force that he did not see.
Nice.
Crazy stuff. And then, okay, one little tidbit, and then I'll be done with the Star Wars thing. When Princess Leia gets blown out of the ship,
right,
and she flies back in, as she's flying back into the cockpit, they have, the computers are still working. And then they have the hologram of the big Star Destroyer.
Right.
And she flies and cuts through the Star Destroyer.
Right.
Foreshadow what they do later in the movie.
Oh, brada.
Right. So Leia does right in the middle, cuts the thing, just like what happens later in the movie. Wow. Laura Dern does the light speed.
Laura Dern stays in there, and they could have put on autopilot, but no, she stays inside.
Right? Plot thickens.
That's just a good way to get rid of her.
Well,
thanks, Al, for one episode. Shoot.
Might as well.
Gonna die.
Look like when Big Bird.
But I think that was the weirdest part is when she finally used her powers.
Right.
Like, I don't. Does anybody remember any other time where Princess Leia actually used the Force?
She kept it under wraps. Yeah.
That was one time. You're like, damn.
She kept it under wraps. Exactly. So go figure.
go figure, bro.
Yeah, so that's the deal.
Okay, bro. That was your week pretty much, bro.
That was pretty much it until, so today's Wednesday. So that was it. If you follow the IG, a lot of debate.
Right.
Everybody pissed off.
Everybody mad.
Jay-Z, J Dilla, we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So there's that.
We should do that next time.
The number one J.
Yeah.
DJ Compose, man.
Oh, bro. Okay, number one J.
Unanimous. Unanimous. Forget it.
Number one J, DJ Compose, J Electronica, J Dilla, J.
That's right.
Anyway,
what else?
You have anything else?
One last plug.
Oh, yeah.
This is the last one. We just confirmed the deal with the promoter to the promoters, Brother Frank.
Oh.
It's breaking news. I'm going to unleash the news to you right now. Not even you know, bruh.
Bruh, what's going on?
On March, Saturday night, March 24th, we're going to have the Hip Hop Time Machine, bruh. Going to be at Encore Saloon.
What is it? What's going
on? It's
going
to be the Hip Hop Party. It's a free party.
Oh, hey, free party.
Encore Saloon, Saturday night. We're going to have DJ Slant.
Oh, I like that words, bro.
DJ Blam. Going to be there, bro.
Oh, bro.
I don't know who else, but they're going to get those guys. Hip Hop all night, bro. All the old futs, come out. Let's go.
Who's doing this? Who's throwing it?
Brother Frank and I was the liaison to have Brother Frank, because I know the people that are.
Oh, Brother Frank is getting back in the game.
He just wanted a fun party, not big money, non-profit.
Oh, non-profit.
We're the HMSA.
All right.
He asked me where's a good spot to do an event that would be like something chill that's not going to be, it's going to be like over 30 crowds.
Oh, of course.
Why don't you go to Encore? He'd have a courtyard downtown. He hasn't been to downtown in a while.
Oh,
wow. So I said, why don't you go over there? So we went down.
You connected
the whole thing. Cause then I
know so you met up with Brother Frank?
Downtown yesterday. I said, here we go. All right,
brah.
And then that's it.
Oh, yeah. Exactly right.
I was like,
hey, what's up, bro?
Okay, I can feed the meter. And that was it. So it's going to happen March 24th, Saturday night.
Wow, bro.
So you got to come down.
Bro,
it's going to be hip hop. It's going to be over 30 hip hop. Old fucking
can we records or what?
Yes.
Remember back in the day when people had gigs, you'd be like, well, can you bring records or what? Remember? Or can you bring them back?
Yes.
Just for jump on, right?
Well, we're going to recreate that all over again. We're going to bring records. It's going to be
mess. What we should do? We should have
Jellies everywhere.
We should have 12 people come on. The 12 DJs come with 12 bags of records, bro. Hey, can you jump on or what?
That might happen. Because I was telling Frank, you know what? All these guys are going to be in their crates. It's going to look like jellies at Encore, bro.
That's awesome. But if you want a hip-hop time machine, then you gotta have the crates, you gotta have the DJs, you gotta have everybody in,
right, you
in
have,
there.
You gotta have this stuff. I mean,
you gotta have it. You gotta have it.
Sorry,
and if not,
our
then
guest is here.
We have our guest here. He can chill
he's
out in the crack and
well,
do
here,
some
actually,
of that stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's gonna be Saturday night, March 24th.
Yeah.
So are you gonna go to this?
I'll try.
So we're gonna pump this. We're gonna plug it, is what they call
right,
it.
Right.
Because there's a hip-hop time machine is this new
IP. Oh, so is that the event's going to be called Hip-Hop Time Machine?
I think so. This is all like exploratory research.
Wait, that's the name, Hip-Hop Time Machine.
Yes.
Is Frank going to make flyers? Is he going to just, this is going to be legit?
I hope he doesn't make flyers. That's just so...
Like a DL style.
2004.
Oh.
But no. He's gonna have.
Wow, I'm excited, bro.
Are you gonna go to this thing, or are you gonna go like?
I gotta go look, bro. You know, I'm a busy guy, bro. I'm busy man.
I don't know
busy
what
man.
Because you know, everybody gonna finish with their soccer practice, basketball practice, you know, ping pong practice. They can go, finish, shower, wash themselves,
right?
Go out. The party starts at 7 o'clock.
Brother Frank, he lives down the North Shore, right?
Where does he live? Eva Beach.
Eva Beach. Well, that's North Shore.
Much like all of Moana Lu High School. Moana Lu High School. Get the bus. They're gonna charter the party bus. Bring them on in. Because figure, more little people, they don't know downtown.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What?
I'm just saying because they don't go out. They're not going to go out.
What do you mean the old school Moana Lu guys?
The old school Moana Lu guys. The over 35 demographic.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to go to an Encore Saloon or know anything in downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Frank did not know.
Of course, bro.
Because they got stuff to do. They parenting. They go to soccer practice.
Yeah, bro. That downtown area is off for the young boys, but the hipsters, bro.
Exactly. So, therefore, it's going to be a culture shock.
To see all these guys, these rugged dudes coming out of nowhere.
So all I gotta say, we gotta get a bouncer for this party, bro.
Well, call Aika, bro.
Brother Dave, we call him up.
Call
He's
him
still there. Brother Dave is probably on the corner right now in front of a door right now.
Yep.
Smoking a cigarette.
Well, hope he's not smoking a cigarette, bro.
I think he's still smoking
gotta
cigarette.
Gotta stay healthy, bro. Come
I
on now.
I heard from, actually, just last night.
Oh,
good. DJ Compose told me. Compose, the politician here told me he saw Brother Dave out and working a door.
Well, that's what
he does. Just working a door. We don't know what door.
Oh, it was like a random door. Like right there to the bank.
Could be to the pet clinic.
Oh,
and
shit.
He was out there smoking. It looked like he's still smoking. You would think after all this time,
Well, hopefully he cuts it out. No, we didn't get a good heart to heart with that guy.
That good luck with that.
Okay,
so that's all I got.
Well, okay, for me, speaking of like, you know, finishing practices,
yeah.
I coached my third, I was a head coach the third game of the season.
Okay.
Basketball season for my son's basketball team, bro.
Yes.
And we won, bro. 2-1, bro.
What is the name of your team again?
Sad to say, the name of the team is the Clippers.
That's right.
Asked for team names, I wanted Sonics.
Right.
I was like, give me Sonics. Ooh. They didn't, I don't know, basketball, I don't know. Middle line basketball, they're like, no, you can't have Sonics.
Exactly.
So the only name left was Clippers. I was like, I don't want the Clippers, dude.
That's interesting that you can't really choose.
I wanted Sonics, dude. You don't sit down with me, bro.
How many teams is in this league? You were the last team.
This is eight teams altogether.
All right. And everybody just took.
I don't know. Maybe it's because the colors, but I'm like, you know what's funny is like being in the industry I'm in, I was like, dude, I wanted to like get like custom made jerseys and like go all out, right? Because if we lose, at least we look good.
That's right.
And I was like, dude, I got all the hookups I acquired all these years. I'm like, dude, I can get like legit jerseys for the kids and like warm ups. I was like, nah, that's bad, dude.
Do you guys have a song that you guys come out to?
Do we don't have no.
Might as well, bro.
Dude,
come out to Group Home, Living Proof, bro. No one gonna know that song.
Anyway, parents be like, what's going on here?
I always feel like the weird parent, though. Like, there's a couple guys that actually rock like sleepers in the gym, and I became friends with them, right? You know?
Really?
Because I see them, they see me.
Yeah.
Then I shake their hand. Hey, yeah. What's up, bro? And then they know, they kind of know, like, but I mean, being like the coach, you know, like wearing like, you know, like wearing now is what I wear.
You're wearing coach. Like you wear at the shop.
Yeah, I'm like, this is weird. Like, right. You know, other coaches is like, you know, they wear Prohaba.
Right.
And then they, you know, they go the kind of Pahana, they go drinking.
Smoke cigarette.
I make beats and I come here and I make clothes and so it's like I'm also like an anomaly.
You're a culture.
And then I'm a coach.
Fella. Okay.
Then I'm a coach. Like,
yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
We won.
Okay,
pretty
good.
Stoked on it.
What was the score here?
The score, I think we won by like 7 or 8. But the main thing I want to talk about is the coach that we're playing against, he cherry-picked against my team.
Really?
Yes, bruh. So if you guys don't know out there basketball, cherry-picking is when you send somebody down on the inbounds all the way down to the other side of the court. They kind of be silent, you know, and wait. And then the guys just bomb the ball.
All right.
So I was looking at the court this way. And then in the corner of my eye, I seen this big dude, one of the bigger dudes on his team. Running down, I'm like, wait, what? No, you're not cherry picking against me.
Really?
I was like, how's this guy? I looked at the guy. I was like, oh, it's like that, bro.
Right.
But you know, I was like, okay, no, I'm good. So I just told my team, watch out for the cherry picker. And I made it known that I know. I was like, watch out for the cherry picking. The cherry picking.
Yeah.
I don't know if my kids knew what that was. They're like,
true.
Huh? I was like, okay. I said, okay, cherry picking is when. They're like, oh. So I told them, watch the cherry picker. We beat them.
Who's this coach?
Nah, you know what it is.
Young guy, old guy. What?
Nah, all young guys, bro. Like around the same age, like you know, late 30s, early 40s. Like
how dirty is that though?
See, kids.
Outside
ball, street ball, outside in the courts, bro. Free game, do them all day. We did it, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. For me, it's one of those unwritten rules, like baseball, right? A lot of rules that there's not written. This was kind of like for kids to teach them cherry picking. I'm like, it was a close game, so I'm like, did you have to do that?
So you sent a guy back there to
To guard him.
Sabotage that. Okay.
And I just threw my son in the last quarter, and I was like, bro, wreck shop, bro.
So I seen the highlights of this.
Hey, he made a kid cry, bro.
He made a kid cry. As you should, bro. Good. Make them all cry. How did he make them cry?
Because he kept, okay, you know when when they inbound the ball, right? So we guard the cherry picker, and then when he inbound the ball, he would do like walking this way, then turn around real quick and hit the ball out. Yeah. He did it three times to this one kid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't teach him that, but it's instinct. Basketball, like in sports, you can only teach the kids so much. Then it's basically a lot of YouTube, instinct, and just the athletic drive, right?
Right.
So I was trying not to be happy because I cannot overexude, you know.
Like, of course.
You know? But in my head, I'm like, yes, like yeah, right on, bro.
Right.
Like you go cherry pick against us, and I didn't tell my son to do it. He did it on his own.
Right.
And then next thing I know, after the game's pile. Someone told me, oh, man, the kid was crying. And I was like, wait, what? I was so engulfed in my players and the game, I didn't even see that kid crying.
Right.
And I was like, well, why was he crying? He's like, oh, because Coltrane kept picking the ball from him. And I was like, well, shoot, that's athletics, bro. Like, I mean,
true.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what it comes down to.
I don't know.
A man, bro. Slowly become a man.
I'm not going to scold my kid. I was like, good job, bro. Like,
right.
He didn't follow him. He didn't hurt him. He protect the ball.
Well, when the game's done, do they all like go up and shake hands?
Yeah, but the opposite coach, you know, usually I go, you know, the coach is like a local guy, you know?
Yeah.
Shake hands. Oh, we're not a good guy, the team. And all the good, the bad, you know, the players that actually do really good, you're like, oh man, really good game. You know, you kind of give everybody props, and he kind of gave me like a little.
He didn't really want to shake your
hand. Nah, not really, bro. It's kind of like,
come on, bro.
Come on, bro. Easy, bro. Because we lost our first game, right? And I was kind of like, dude, we could have beat these guys. But after that, I usually try to talk with the head coach, right? You shake hands. Hey, bro, good game. How long have you been coaching? You know?
Right.
Small talk. This guy I never looked up.
No kidding.
But to me, win or lose, that's my first year coaching. I'm having fun. The kids having fun. The kids that are not that skilled are getting better. That's kind of my whole deal. I'm not trying to win. Like, win is the outcome of the team play, right?
Right.
So that's kind of my deal, bro. I see the kids that are less skilled getting better, and I'm stoked on that more than I am the players that are already good already, like balling out of control.
Right.
Because if you can get those guys that are less skilled almost to a point where they can kind of hang with the better guys.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't see us not winning every game.
And how many games do you have left?
We have 5 games left.
Okay. Then
so I told Coltrane, if we win all the games, team, not him score points, if we win all our games the rest of the season.
Right.
You know what he wants? He wants a camouflage foam posit. You ever seen the foam posits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he wants that. I don't know how I was like, what? Why do you want that shoe? I was like, I don't know if they
make shoes. Shoe ballers know the shoes, bro. They know everything of what's going on.
I was okay. I said, you know, if we go undefeated, the team, the rest of the season, I'll buy a pair of shoes. He said, okay, I want the pennies, the foam posit, camouflage. I was like, what? You freaking kid? I was like, what?
You know, see, once what again, this reiterates why he is the kid of the year. In the Any Kind Awards.
I was like, wow.
How does he know this stuff?
YouTube, bro. Well, YouTube. He was looking at YouTube. I was like, what happened to the Curry shoes he wants? I can buy it at Ross's all day.
Oh.
The Curry's. And he's like, come on, phone posits now.
All
right,
well.
I was like, what is a 9-year-old kid talking about phone posits?
It's a different 2018, bro.
But at least he wants to get him to ball in him. So,
okay.
That's good, right?
Like, well, speaking of YouTube, he's got a YouTube channel.
Yeah. It's kind of on the low.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's fine because, you know, there's a lot of freaking perverts and weirdos out there.
That is
so
true.
So I control it. So I don't post too much stuff up there.
Well, I found this out from your wife.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm watching this thing. Oh, okay.
But it's old stuff. If you put up the new stuff, you know, all whatever. Right. But anyway, fast forward. We won the game.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. It's an acceptance speech. Yes. Anyway, so moving along, I did rehab for my Achilles. I hurt it because Coltrane, playing basketball against Coltrane.
Any kind or any...
8 weeks of rehab. Started that, hurt like hell.
Okay.
But it feels great. So thank you, everybody, for the letters of encouragement. nobody called me.
No one cares. Nobody cares.
And then last thing is pizza.
Yes.
We had pizza on Thursday.
Yes, free pizza for the producers.
Beats and pizza equals pizza.
Yes.
So it's a producer-friendly producer environment. Come down, play your beats.
Right.
Eat some pizza.
Where's the pizza from this time?
This one, the pizza was from the great people. Our father and yours, Papa John's.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a fail.
Why? Well, you don't like Papa John's?
I'm not a
fan.
Bro? Let's get to the bottom line of this right now. Bro. Papa John's, the only reason people get the Papa John's is because they get that little sauce.
Oh, the garlic. Yeah.
Whatever that crap, and they put the crust
good,
inside.
Good stuff, bro.
And that's it, and then we throw them out.
You don't like Papa John's? What's your favorite pizza?
I'm not a fan. Well, okay, we have JJ Dolan's.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, for takeout? Takeout. Yeah, I gotta say Pizza Hut, bro. Pan pizza, stuff. Bro. Because it's thick, kind
of. From Zippy's.
From Zippy's? If Zippy's had a pizza, wouldn't that be some
Pizza Hut?
Pizza Hut would be the one.
It's your number one place.
For takeout. For like trash pizza. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Trash pizza.
I mean, it's the trash pizza. You get Domino's, Pizza Hut, and Papa John's. And then you got the next tier would be Boston's.
Yeah.
And then you got like Brick Fire Tavern.
Yeah, you haven't gone there yet.
That's downtown.
Yeah.
And then you have Flour and Barley you went to.
That was
which
good.
I haven't gone to.
Real thin pizzas.
The thin kind.
Thin kind.
Then you got JJ Dolan's, which is kind of like the one. Which is in disarray right now. Did you know the breaking news? JJ left JJ Dolan's.
Wow, so it's Dolan's. Right.
So they're in disarray. JJ Dolan's might be on the downswing.
Wow, bro. Things are changing in the scene.
Yeah, he pulled out of his businesses.
And pull out, not pulling in.
He didn't put him back in.
He didn't put him back in. Just pull it out, bro.
No one getting pregnant today because... They're going to be in this because that's his thing. People know him and that's his recipe.
Oh, so he pulled out. Is he taking the name?
He got bought out?
Oh, he'll bought out.
I think he's going to take the name.
He cannot take the name.
What we call Dolan's.
Oh, Dolan's or JJD's.
Well, it's JJ. That's JJ.
Yeah.
So JJ's not coming out.
No.
So just be the D.
JD pizza.
Go to the D pizza.
JD, bro. J Dilla pizza.
Never mind J Dilla already. But too much controversy over that guy. But... Pizza, JJ Dolan's. So just getting back to okay, pizza.
We had DJ Anarchy. He's from Cali, I think, via Houston, via Cali, something like that. He was the host producer. We have one host producer, which is basically a producer that's kind of more established in the game. So he's a engineer, sound engineer at Blue Planet Studios in Cali. Okay. So he's worked with the industry. So the host producer goes on later and basically plays their beats, gives a little industry advice, answers questions, you know. So I was just trying to build like some kind of like hub so Hawaii's producers can kind of elevate. You know what I mean? Like you guys are younger, can get to you know some knowledge, ask some questions. The guys that are kind of been in the game, maybe they can share knowledge.
Right.
Because we had DJ Drama was there.
Oh yeah, DJ Drama.
Yeah, Drama, bro.
All right, shout out Drama. There.
But everybody came out. The Drama Hurdle, bro. We had.
I didn't know he was there. We had a talk story that guy.
But you know, talking story with Drama is great.
Right.
We talked about you too, by the way.
No, you better talk about. What are you talking about me? What are you saying? Well, you know this guy, but
well, guess what else showed up? DJ Freeze showed up.
There you go.
So DJ Freeze is there with DJ Drama. Oh, all I can do is talk about Zach Morris.
Well, bro, I don't need no one to talk about nothing.
So, pizza was a success. Thank you to all the producers that came through. Thank you to Anarchy. The next one is going to be in February with Eli, Thirst Forest Productions. Probably by far one of the most versatile producers in Hawaii.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then where are you going to get the pizza from?
Pizza. I'm gonna try to go back to the good people in Waikiki, the Flour Dudes, Flour and Barley. See if they hook it up again.
How do you know these guys again?
Oh, my man,
your friends are yours.
Bow Boys.
Oh, okay.
It's not a lot. It's knowing people.
Friends.
Right.
Friends with benefits.
Like, like Dionne Warwick.
We need them.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else you guys had?
That's it, bro.
What else it?
That's it for the week, bro. Okay. We had the basketball game.
Right.
We had the pizza game.
Okay.
We had the rehab game.
Okay.
That's it, bro. For me, we're keeping it slim and tight.
Okay.
Baby.
So we got a few minutes left before we take a break here.
Yeah.
Real quick, you have the posters in your store right now. The Dehan
ensemble.
The Chinese are coming. They're gonna play J Dilla. They're coming.
Chinese playing J Dilla.
Where's a tribute to J Dilla.
Yeah.
Right. So I posted
Ni Hao Dilla.
You got that right. Never mind the kanji or the katakana. It's Chinese people.
Chinese. I don't know what you call it.
I don't know what you call it. But they're going to be there on Monday.
Monday
February 5th at Blue Note.
February 5th, Blue Note. So I posted this. Ensemble.
Yes. I said, who's coming with me? Jerry Maguire. A lot of people, and that's where the controversy grew.
Cause they don't like Dilla.
A lot of people do not like Jay Dilla.
Bruh.
Which was kind of surprising. I mentioned this to you. Like, a lot of people that I thought was going to be like a given that, okay, yeah, they did not like that.
Like
man.
I said, bruh, I wasn't like Jay Dilla crazy. Because Jay Dilla fell into the pocket of a good producer already, right?
After he passed away, then
yeah, I was like, well, why is he great? Because he was already in the pocket of Q-Tip, Pete Rock, you know, Premier. Just right. Kind of that, those producers, the standard dope producers. Right. I never put one above the rest.
Right.
But as he passed on and, you know, years later, I was like, yeah, Jay Dilla is really dope. Maybe we should do something for him. That's why I held back on doing any Dilla Day things.
Oh, right.
Because I didn't want to jump in the wagon, you know? But after a while, I was like, you know what? I think I can offer something to this Jay Dilla Day. Because no one was doing anything in Hawaii.
Got it.
So that's why we started our own Jay Dilla Day like 4 years ago.
Well,
Jay Dilla over Jay-Z all day.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's weird. Like, okay, so that was the debate I put on the IG. Piss everybody off.
Right? Everybody mad.
Jay-Z won. But it people were saying, why are you going to compare these two guys? Because they're so different.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
But if I have to pick, that's what I pick.
It's between the typical backpacker guy or you get the mainstream guy. What is the vibe that you want? You're driving from Kalihi to North Shore. What album are you going to play?
I'll play Jay Dilla and Pandora, bro.
I love them both, but it's just like, what style would you prefer to if you were stuck on the island, as they say, you know? Would you just listen to only...
Someone who listens to only Jay-Z all day.
Apparently, they won the poll.
Wow, bro. I mean, JD worked with everybody, so it's like, why don't you listen to Dilla? Because you can listen to everything he's done.
So that, as we come back full circle to the Dejan Ensemble, as they will be February 5th.
Yes.
I will be there.
You'll be there.
I'm going to go. I think it's something different, that's why. Because it's going to be chill. It's not going to have to deal with a bunch of weirdos and cocaine everywhere. I can just go and sit down, relax. Sit down.
You get the W. You can get to the W?
I'm not going to go to the W anytime soon. But before I even go there or after I go there, I'm going to go to the Dejan Chinese Ensemble. And maybe I'll get some Bao Boys. And
there they go, brother. The dragon and
maybe I get a cake noodle or something. What up?
But I'm not going to have Chinese food over there, you.
Wouldn't that be great if they did, though? That'd be something.
Wait, Dejan, isn't that Korean?
Let's just run with Chinese right now. I'm not really sure. We might be gonged. But yeah, it's February 5th. Bottom line is this. Chinese people, Korean people, Filipino, Haole, all you guys. I will be there. Okay. If you care to want to sit next to me.
Oh, thanks, sir.
And if you want to talk story, or if you don't, that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
You're not going to go.
I'm going to go.
You are going.
We're supposed to provide merch for this event.
You serious?
Which I'm still waiting for the merch to come in.
See, then you're not going to go.
What do you mean? I got to go, bro.
So which show are you going? 6:30?
I think both shows.
Well, excuse
me. You know we do. I love Jay Dilla.
Okay, well, I'll be there. I have to go buy my tickets, but I'm trying to round up and see who is interested.
Right. And what the wifey?
She not going to go to this kind.
She Jay Dilla.
She could give a damn about this. She's going to be at home watching the best of Lacey Chavez on Hallmark Channel. So, never mind women and Jay Dilla, bro.
What is that on? I wouldn't mind watching that.
That's on right now.
Oh, bro.
Marathon going on right now. Women don't like this kind of stuff. Never mind.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go. All of us
guys. Only mainland women like it.
Mainland women, they
were. I don't know, like an uproar women things on. But Hawaii, Hawaii is not the hotbed for women to like Jay Dilla, on the real.
I would be amazed to see how many people even go to this.
I think it's going to be Pat.
No, it's not.
No, because he's a pretty accomplished drummer, that's why.
Really?
Yeah.
So we see a lot of.
So he's basically flipping his jazz things to hip hop. His stuff is more jazz drumming. So okay. Gilbert, my homie Gilbert is on the guitar, super sick guy, met him at KTOH, hip hop head too. We'll see. Nelson, he's a hip hop head. He's on the keys.
All right.
I don't know who the bass player is, but they're all hip hop heads. But majority of them play jazz.
Okay.
But of course, you know, jazz and hip hop is so close. So, they're people that like their music, their jazz music is probably going to come to this.
Got it.
So they're going to introduce a lot of people to Jay Dilla, probably.
Well,
okay. I think it'll be packed. I think it'll be sold out.
I better get my tickets today then.
I mean, I don't know if hip hop heads are coming.
I don't know who's gonna come. I'm gonna get some random tourists, probably some random Holly is gonna be sitting there.
Yeah.
The Chinese will be there, of course. We think. The Koreans will be there. We think.
Guaranteed, bro.
So yes, but I'll be there. So anybody wants to go. All right, let's get out of here.
All right, sleep time's over. Season 7, episode 3.
Kicks in the door. Turn them off. Let's go. Got it.
Here's my gun, bro.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back. Hey, what's up, everyone? DJ Zach Morris here to let you know that Square Barrels is having a Mardi Gras whiskey dinner Tuesday night, February 13th from 7:45 to 10 p.m. located on 1001 Bishop Street. So to get there, you just enter on Alakea Street to get into the parking structure. It's only $61.95 per person. You got three Cajun-influenced courses. Four different whiskeys are included in this. Seating is limited, though, so be sure to buy tickets on Eventbrite.com and search Square Barrels. Shoot.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
I'm not paying $140 for them.
Size 8.5.
I'm telling you.
That's what you keep spending your money on. Yeah.
That's for real.
Yo, who wear it all? I'm a Adidas freak, multi-thousand pair sneak freak, real fly physique, that'll look, yeah, fat watch, live footwear, having white folks displaying my gear, come on son, let's keep it moving, right footwear, check out my book, yeah, stop, look, standing, you stuck, but don't stare, come aboard now, we got the Georgetowns, it's on now, so many fat styles, make a kid head fall out, yo, felines, those two, Paul, I suppose to, always keep it real with the selection, holding you, Prince, Black Jordans, K-Swiss kid, remember Lottos, stash mad bottles in the fence. Ooh, Deodora, I need a place, me your order. Slow your speed down, buying food for your daughter. Stan Smiths, handling whips, rabble pits, travel fox, yo. Ready to cop more shit.
Check it out.
All right, Sleep Time's Over. Cavett the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris, Season 7, Episode 3.
Kicks in the door. And use that because we have someone from Kicks Hawaii right here.
Yeah!
How's that segue?
That's what's up,
Ed. Yes, Ed from Kicks Hawaii. Welcome, sir.
That's what's up, bro.
So, Ed, what's the latest, man? What's going on with Kicks Hawaii? What, in case anybody doesn't know, which living under a rock or maybe not Filipino, what is going on with Kicks Hawaii? Where is it located? What is it?
I guess we could say Kicks Hawaii is a sneaker store, or some people like to call it a lifestyle store. You know what I mean? We carry sneakers, clothing, accessories, backpacks, all kind of shenanigans.
Yes.
I think we kind of carry over there. You guys think both have been in there.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
We also carry our own stuff.
Yeah.
Kicks Hawaii products. So I think we're located down at 1530 Makaloa Street.
Yes.
How many years has it been now?
Yeah, how long has it been?
Gosh, man. I mean, you guys been there from the beginning. 2001, I believe. Was
that sounds about right.
December.
Crazy.
So, God, 17 years.
Wow.
17?
Yeah, you're right. December was 17. It's pretty nuts.
Bought many things from there. many things.
Oh, that's
from
crazy.
Back in the day, and then you'd have the Black Friday sales.
Oh, yeah.
Where we'd have to go into a little dark room.
Standing in the line.
Yeah, it's a tomb. Two at a time, you guys come in. Two at a time, hurry up. You get 10 minutes, go.
A lot of yelling, get out, yelling. Hurry up. Right. Sorry about those days. It was a little stressful back then.
It was comedy, though. It was great comedy. Yeah. It was great times. And the evolution of that, I mean, now you, how is it, how's the international business? I know that's something that you've always been...
You know, lucky we live out here in Hawaii, so I mean, locals are always always try to push locals and talk to locals and sell to locals. I mean, you guys see the product.
Yeah.
So at least the Kicks Hawaii is kind of a Hawaiian, or I wouldn't say Hawaiian, but our theme is more based on island lifestyle. You know, so
yeah, right.
That's who really we designed for. But for some reason, I don't know, Japanese Hawaii.
Yeah.
Gravitating to Honolulu, they've really started to kind of gravitate to the store, you know. And I mean, let's be honest, there's sneakerheads, and you know what I mean. They've always been to that culture,
right.
More likely before we even turned it into, you know what I mean, just lifestyle, and,
right? Because it started as a niche, and then it kind of evolved into this whole.
You know? I mean, it's everywhere now, you know.
Yeah.
I would have never even imagined it would have grown to what it was if back in 2001. I remember looking at the pamphlets, the Nike pamphlets for four pages. You know what I mean? They were like a pamphlet.
Yeah.
Now there's five booklets. Yeah. Exactly, of maybe 100 to 150 pages each, and every one of those brands. You know, it's crazy. Yeah.
So is there like basketball, running, skateboarding, and there's like not retro throwback, but like, is it kind of sectioned off like that?
You know, it seems like running and basketball to me seems like, I guess how I always remember it when I was growing up was technology, right? Like, you wanted the newest running shoe for the best running, and basketball was the technical basketball shoe, right? And it seems like as the years have passed by, not only does the classics still stay relevant,
right?
But the new LeBron that comes out, Kyrie's new shoe, Durant has a shoe, tends to be the technology, the highest level of what you should be playing with. Same with running, but as it kind of filters through, the people who follow the classics still seem to follow the running and basketball.
Okay.
It's interesting.
What is the one shoe that surprised you that's still around? You're like, oh my God, we're still selling this shoe. They're still making it. I mean, not brand, model, like.
Wow, there's so
Air Force Ones.
Air Force Those are still, Ones are still starting to make, you know, it kind of died out for a little while, but it's starting to make a kind of comeback. You know what I mean? I just think a lot of the kids nowadays, they really like that technology, sleek look, style, fashion. It's really fashion.
Right.
I do. But, it adds an extra like half an inch on your height.
I mean, you got But all that running and Presto stuff seems to be doing really like that kind of artistic, what is it, architecturalized?
Yeah.
Or from a standpoint of the way it looks, it just looks really, the design looks really nice.
Yeah, because Presto's kind of disappeared for a minute. They're kind of like on the low,
you know, it was, but they've, I mean, they're coming, they've come back hard again.
Right.
But, Air Max 1s, the Air Max 90s, they still look good, you know? So function. From a function standpoint, they're comfortable. You can work out if you wanted them. You know what I mean? But they still look from a, they look good, you know? I mean, I see what you get sometimes, you know? You want a little more on the techie side, but you also want fashion, right? Or kind of like a streamlined look.
People really do want to wear them more so now.
Exactly.
It's all evolved into actually wearing them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know how it is. Yeah. I mean, think about who really is an athlete.
Right.
I mean, I don't consider myself like an athlete, you know, but the people that are buying it, like you said, are a lot of them are not athletes, you know, they're looking to buy them because of culture and and fashion or what's relevant, in their life. All this stuff is, I guess,
Exactly, yes. Everything's evolved, right? From basketball to like, you know, training shoes, cross trainers.
Yeah. You know? What is those CrossFit cross trainers? Remember that?
They kind of evolved into like CrossFit shoes, really. Mm. That's really what they are. Like Reebok does them and all these other brands.
Cross trainers were huge before, remember? Like the Bo Jackson. That was the whole thing. Like cross trainers.
Right. Could you see the cross trainer thing coming back? Like a Bo Jackson esque shoe?
That's been back, right? Oh, I think we've seen those. Right. Dion shoe has come out a few times. Griffey.
Which were
all kind of cross training, right?
They
looked at those dudes as straight up athletes.
Yep.
So, you definitely see those come back, you know. I wouldn't say as hard as some of the classics. Maybe all that, you said Air Force Ones, Air Maxes, 90s.
Right.
There's so many versions of those type of, you know, shoes that are considered classics. Jackson's, those kind of things to me seem to, they're relevant. People, when they get them, they come out, but they, it's not like they go
crazy. There's no hype train for those kind of things.
Yeah. I mean, really, who even knows who, I mean, we know who these guys are.
That's true, right?
You know, the kids out
there. So you guys don't know who Jordan
is. Who's that?
Exactly, yeah. right.
You guys ever get kind of nuts when you have like these jokers that come in that might even know anything about Jordan or anything about any of these dudes? It just doesn't get under your skin sometimes.
Sometimes it's you know what I mean, it's funny, you know what I mean? But then I kind of try to look back on how we were, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I'm sure I was just an obnoxious
guy. Yeah.
It's the circle, you know?
right.
All it is.
I'm eventually the old man, you know?
Right. We become the old man.
Yeah,
it's with music, with shoes, exactly. In my day.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so more obvious of that, even though it just pops into my head. It's, you know, this music nowadays, the shoes the kids are wearing.
Right, it's all relative.
You know what I mean? Really, the reality of it is they're the ones that really are setting trends and making decisions. I'm the old guy.
Right.
Like, who's the old guy in here?
Right.
In the shop.
It's kind of funny how we notice this, I think, than other generations.
Right.
We automatically pick up on it. Yeah, we're old futs.
I'm down for that.
We don't know. But we immediately know this. We're not like, I think like when we were kids, our parents didn't quite grasp that. What are you listening to this Ice Cube? What do you like this guy Jordan shoes? I think, I don't know. I guess maybe we just caught up on it. We're just ready for it.
We're ready for
it. We're ready to get old.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this. Yeah. Right? Like you're listening to it and you're just like, oh gosh. But then you instantly listen to it and you're like, oh, this is going to be hot. This is going to bang.
You know? Right. And
with the kids or in a club or something, it's just, it's obvious. Yeah.
And then 10 years from now, all this stuff currently is going to be trashed on the kids. Exactly. The kids aren't going to have any idea what's going on.
Right.
Yep.
So speaking of these kids, I got to ask, throughout all the years, whenever you have a new release, something comes out, the lineup of kids, where are they getting their money, you think?
What is the
whole trend of this? It's amazing. Like, so it kind of, for us old guys, when we see a shoe and we see an exclusive release that you would post up, come down and go get it. I want to, but I know I'm going to have to fight with like 100 Filipino kids.
What are we Filipino for?
If there are Filipino kids in there. We sprinkle some Hollies.
Military,
I don't know. But then where are these kids coming from? Where do they get the money? What is their, what's their agenda here? Are they wearing them? Are they selling them?
You know, it's kind of interesting it's a great question to ask. You know, I mean, we always talk about that. I think... What's happening is, I think parents are more likely to give them money. Sometimes I think they're hustling.
Right.
I mean, maybe not a drug dealer. But it's like you get the money, you buy the shoe, maybe you resell the shoe.
Right.
You get some money back. Maybe they're Instagramming it for a little bit. Maybe they're not even wearing it. Or maybe they are wearing it, then reselling it quick.
Yeah.
Who knows? But it seems like the trend seems to be, the shoe pops out, it's popular, the price escalates on it,
right.
And then as soon as the new thing comes out, which is the week after, right. it's plummeting the price, right?
Amazing.
There's very few shoes that seem like it kind of stays high, you know?
Amazing.
Where back in the day, someone would hold on to that for 8 months, a year, year and a half, 3 years, and now you have value to the shoe.
So that's the thing with this value. Value plummets up and down like really hard, like worse than stock market kind of thing.
Like, you know, I mean, it's just like anything. It's like records, right? Or music.
Yeah.
This new song comes out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very few bang after, 4 or 5 weeks? There's anthems that are going to obviously push through. And then what's the newest... I mean, who even buys albums, right? Everyone's just buying a single song. It's just... How do we get it out to the public as quickly as possible? And
attention deficit.
Inside the kids' heads on their phone.
Yeah.
On Spotify, or you know what I mean.
Quick satisfaction.
It's out to the next. You know.
So because of that, what's your thoughts on like consignment shops?
I think it's amazing. You know, my personal belief on anyone who's involved in this. You know, your thought process might be, oh, this ruins it, right?
Right, right.
But the reality of it, it escalates it, right?
Yeah. And
the reality is if John has opened up a shop, there's obviously a market for it, right?
Right.
So that escalates the price. People come in, they want to see specialty shoes. They want the good stuff.
Yeah.
Allegedly the stuff that they want to wear, or just what's the hype.
Yeah. Right?
So if the price is escalating over here at this high, you know, price,
yeah,
then it's escalating everywhere. It's escalating from to the lowest level
Ross's
because there's a buzz. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I think where John's at, he's like I wouldn't say like the highest of where people are buying, but he's at that level where it's the most niche of the niche. That specialty shoe, and they're willing to pay 20 to 3 times, 4 times higher than
amazing.
The value of the price, right? So,
are you surprised that it took so long for anybody to open a consignment store? Was Kicks ever thinking about opening like a consignment, like an offshoot of Kicks?
Long time ago, I think you guys remember, you guys used to come in, some of you guys would throw your guys' shoes in here.
Right.
I mean, there's a list of all the people we hung out with back in the...
Oh, yeah.
The club days when we were the bar days that we'd hang out.
A lot of history there.
Yeah. A lot of history. Some maybe need to be forgotten.
Some we can delete, but you know.
Nah.
Yes, but that's right. You did have a thing.
Yeah, and I think what ends up happening is we are a store that carries we work with them, right?
Right, like right.
Reebok.
Yeah.
They don't want you selling.
Yeah, yeah, true. Know,
the old stuff.
Of course.
They're not buying the new stuff. Mm.
Right.
Which is understandable. It's a business.
Right.
Are you surprised that nobody, like not you guys, but it took like, I mean, well, Nameless kind of, well, I think Nameless was one of the first. And then, but
they
after
doing
that,
it.
They yeah, after that, bam, John came and just bloom. And then the bank. And then, are you surprised it took so long for anybody to open a consignment? Because in LA, in New York, there's been forever. It feels like Flight
True.
Club and all those.
I
think Hawaii wasn't ready.
Yeah, eBay and all those places, right. Nike Talk, people were doing a lot of trading. I think exactly like you said, Hawaii, I mean, as close as we are to the with the internet,
right, right.
You know what I mean, and knowing what's going on in the world, just takes a little longer for it to arrive here. And
right.
It looks like John opened up exactly.
Good time.
A good time. The
timing
you know?
Is everything.
Yeah. So, and like you said, these, where are these kids getting their money? Obviously,
yeah.
They're spending
yeah.
it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Amazing.
So,
to this day, yeah.
And I think I was talking to, who was I talking to? It's just, I don't think kids go out to bars and clubs and do that as much.
That's understandable.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
it's like,
they don't, yeah.
They don't.
Their money's being filtered to this.
Yeah,
yeah.
It seems like they're filtering it into
clothes,
into clothes
yeah,
or
shoes,
product or
yeah.
hats
yeah.
or.
They're stuck on the
Who
internet.
Knows?
Stuck
I
on the
mean,
internet.
Buying stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
Buying stuff and just wearing it at home.
I was
taking pictures at home.
Taking pictures at home.
No, I mean that's
selfies
true.
Selfies at home.
Right?
And
they buy it.
Yeah.
They take a picture. They sell it.
That's it.
Just for the gram.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Right. And then.
That's true. Because we were out mobbing in high school, man. Like everywhere, every place.
Right.
We had
yeah.
little hustles.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Selling tickets to some a concert
yeah,
or
yeah.
something
you know
was going
what I mean?
On. Right.
Getting drink tickets from somewhere. We were doing some kind of weird hustle. It just seems like I've. Can't imagine how much money I've blown, you know what I mean? Just
right.
going out to bars and clubs and supporting
right.
and
yeah.
doing stuff.
Yeah, I don't think
so
that
the kids ain't hustling
goes.
Anymore, technically, right?
Yeah.
Well, you have the internet now.
Internet hustle.
Internet
yeah.
hustle.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah, yeah,
social
yeah.
media is stronger
right.
now, so that's it.
Well, I always said that this generation is pretty frail. Like,
yeah.
I'm
very,
frail.
Very soft.
Frail. Like,
yes.
I always said the millennials frail. Like, you used to scrap millennials and be like watching them fight
be no
punch
problem.
Through like tissue paper.
Two hands
right.
tied behind your back. Take them out.
You know what I mean? Like,
or they just don't like.
They don't
yeah.
like.
Walk
right?
yeah. away.
This has been several weeks we've been talking in a row about how the softness of guys under the age of 25, maybe.
Yeah, man, pretty soft, dude.
Very soft. Just stay home. That's pretty much it. Stay home. Take their pictures. Become an internet Instagram celeb.
Because I always said in the past podcast, if these kids wore those Jordans back in the 90s, I've had friends got their shoes taken in front of me
exactly.
in Kalihi. Because I was
exactly.
from MMA, right? We're down there in Kalihi waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
JPT comes, bruh, mirror rights, bruh, we knew already. You
take
dead,
them off,
right? Right?
Search tape.
Search tape or take shoes straight up, bruh. Like, you know what I mean? But that's why I'm thinking, like, where are all the gangsters? Because I would be at the bus stops daily scooping Supreme, scooping Vape, scooping.
Right.
And just coming to
right.
Truist and be like, yo, so this John.
Right. Nobody thinking that way, though.
But nobody, like, kids
that's
are
evolved.
Getting beat up anymore. Not
nobody getting
kids,
beat up anymore.
Not that I want kids to get beat up, and I'm not that I want kids to get pumped, but it just seems like back in the day, you really had to watch your back more.
But that also, as bad as that is, that builds character.
Yeah, no, don't talk.
And then that builds your street
yeah.
knowledge of just being your character,
street
being
knowledge.
A man.
Street,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying we'll pick
yeah.
fights, but
no.
being able to handle yourself in situations,
right.
which will fast forward to handling yourself as an adult,
yeah.
in
right.
business situations, or what have you.
Right.
We don't see that, so...
Yeah. Speaking of like that, who's your favorite sports teams?
That's,
what a segue there. What a segue.
Yeah, lay off the millennials.
Well, we got the Super Bowl coming up. Man.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, very good one. There you go.
Correct.
NFL, who is your NFL team?
Yeah.
Do you have?
I think me and Kat, we were talking a while
yeah,
back
did, yep.
about this. I've never really had an NFL team. I'm more of like a
player.
Like
okay.
a player.
Like the players.
Yeah. Some people call it a bandwagoner maybe, but I can kind of care less. I kind of like excellence. Mm. I don't know. Everyone.
What's wrong with
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. someone go.
I like failure.
Or the guy that gets just 122% every
right.
single time when he's scoring at 9 points a game.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And plays 11 minutes.
There's
so,
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
So I kind of like watching a guy
okay.
who's going to show, you know, like his amazing skills.
Yeah.
He's going to wow me, you know? So
okay.
Sorry, I guess if that's called a bandwagon. It's not like I'm cheering for the team. I want them to win.
Yes.
I just want to see someone
do well, perform
do well.
Well.
Yeah, perform well. I want to be wowed by something,
right.
you know? So.
So this Sunday, will you be watching? Will you be throwing a party? What are you going to be doing?
I think I'm going to some high school friends' house in Hawaii Kai. We're going to do that. And probably rooting for the underdog, not a big Patriots
fan. As everyone is. I don't know anyone except maybe a couple guys.
Yeah.
They're going to be eyeing like the Patriots.
Shout out.
So let's hope, you know what I mean? Hopefully it's just going to be a good game. For some reason, I think there's something weird, you know what I mean? Like it looks like it's a mismatch.
But it's setting up for something weird.
Something weird, right? You know,
like weird as in like the Patriots going to win in the last minute. Weird,
or something.
Patriots lose or barely, win again. Yeah. I mean, really, I think they've never won by more than 4 points last year. But that was they scored on the last minute.
Well, right. That swerved us all. That comeback swerved us all. Right. So something along the lines of a swerve in that sense.
Right.
Could totally see it. This is the least anticipated one, in my opinion. Correct. Because of the fact of you don't feel that excitement.
Right.
Because
we're
tired of seeing New England.
Right.
Then you have the Eagles who are they're riding a backup quarterback, which they're doing strong with, but it's just, we kind of know where the story's going to end.
If he don't show up, it's done, dude.
Well, So that's why we're just, the excitement is not there per se. Yeah. If it was like Jacksonville, for example, against Eagles, there'd be a very good curiosity. Who's going to really show up?
Oh, with the Titans.
Don't stress me out. But that would be the thing. So
kind of reminds me of the anticipation. What was it? Patriots versus Carolina.
Mm.
And Jake, I think it was Jake DeLome was the quarterback or something back in the day. Wow. And it was just like, no one was like thinking. I think they did well, right? Yeah. The Panthers, I think, made it a game.
DeLome didn't really show up to the ultimate that he was. Panthers had good defense back in the day.
Yeah, that didn't have good defense. I mean, what's that guy doing today?
Exactly, right. He's working in the nickel and dimer store at I-90 somewhere. And then we got the Patriots-Giants, where the Patriots were undefeated.
Right.
There was the intrigue there because, they're undefeated. Can they pull it off?
Right.
And there was all that hype, but there was the Patriots-Seattle game. There was a lot of hype there. That was the first Seattle.
It was a good Super Bowl.
So you had good stuff in the past, but this one, who are you picking for this?
I'm going to go underdog. Maybe because I'm hating on the Patriots.
Yes, we all are.
I'm going to go Eagles. Weird feeling.
Okay, there you go. That's the heart pick.
Yeah, it is, right? That's the Rocky pick.
But then we all know how this story might end. It's just going to be a Holly guy smiling in front of the camera. It's going to be Tom Brady.
Holly guy with the hot wife smiling, bro.
Exactly.
So, you're going to be at Hawaii Kai. Mm-hmm. You're going to be a Super Bowl party.
Correct.
Kevin, are you going to be at a Super Bowl party?
I might. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man. The older I get, the more I just like chilling at home, watching it.
Right.
The thing. I mean, I was getting invited to parties, but I don't know. I've just been real like, I guess because maybe living my life, always being out, DJing, doing something, and being in here all day.
Right.
But I'm talking to people.
So you just want to stay home,
like
shut
up. It's kind of want to stay home and shut up.
Right.
Pretty much. But I might go to a Super Bowl party,
Well, you're Hawaiian. You have like a million people that want to invite you to this.
Nah, not really. Only one.
That's good. Yeah. Sorry. Well, with that said, I threw a Super Bowl party for the first time last year.
Right. Are you doing another one?
No.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Because I'm not really interested in this year's Super Bowl.
Oh,
like we said, it just doesn't have any kind of appeal. And who am I going to invite to this thing? Patriots fans? Eagles fans? Well, how many of them are not bandwagoners there? So who knows, right? So with that said, we're gonna include you in this. Super Bowl parties. What are the do's and don'ts to having a good Super Bowl party if you were to indeed throw one?
Okay.
What are you looking to have? What do you need to have? What do you want to make sure you don't have? Anyway, there's a lot. Because, we've been to several throughout the years, right? So, what would be anything to throw out there?
Do's and don'ts, Super Bowl party.
I could throw one out to get it going.
Yeah, what you got?
Okay, well, you need a big TV.
Okay.
Some suckers don't.
True.
More than one TV.
More than one, but it's got to be over 60 inch.
Okay.
You got to have a 60 inch TV.
That is true.
You're not going to be hiding in front of some computer monitor, staring at the thing and, eating chips. It's not going to work.
This is college.
So, if the budget is not there, fine. But you guarantee, if you're going to throw the party, you need to have a big TV. You can't be come over and go watch that TV over there. That TV got in the front of the store.
VCR.
That's not going to work. Going to bust out.
Record them, bro.
If you can. So, something like that.
Multiple TVs. You got to have one in the kitchen, one in the rec room, one in the garage. I've been to a party where there's literally a TV everywhere. Outside, when you play with the kids, there's a TV on there.
Right.
So, I think that's you got to have that.
And then the crowd.
crowd. Crowd is important.
Now, what kind of crowd?
Do you invite?
Yes.
You need to be strategic with this.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I kind of like the smaller good friends because you don't want to be there with that the guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The stranger, the guy's friend of the friend who is just
say that.
In front of the TV.
Correct.
Screaming.
Correct.
Argumentative.
Oh, yeah. So you don't want to bring a stranger,
yes.
A fanatical stranger of one of the teams. Right?
Exactly.
That's like a
no strangers.
He, like,
strangers.
He wants to drop stats on you.
Yes. Be that guy that just doesn't fit in. That guy who's trying too hard to fit in.
Right.
Exactly.
Because you always see that.
Good food.
Gotta have good food.
Good food, yeah.
What kind of food would be like gotta automatic?
Got automatic?
Finger, like it'll be finger food stuff. I mean, not gonna go cook a turkey.
Fried noodle.
Fried noodle.
It's like everywhere.
Cake noodle, mini chicken, bro. Beef, broccoli. I mean, you gotta, I mean, what would be like the
guacamole, triple layer, the guacamole dip.
Oh, you're right.
I love
okay,
that.
Okay, so you're a chips kid. Chips are in for Super Bowl.
Well, you know, back in college, everybody bought chips, right?
Chips, right. Okay. True.
Now, being adults, you shouldn't be the chip guy. Unless they ask, hey, can we chips?
Right.
Like, right? Usually bring, I mean, I would usually bring like the
bring pot rice.
Yeah.
Gotta bring pot rice. Just leave the rice out there. There's the rice if you want.
That's like the first one to go up on the email. Pot rice.
Right.
I'll bring the rice.
I'll bring the rice, yeah. You gotta check that off.
Out there, you know what I mean? Who,
you gotta.
You gotta have choke poke. There's a lot of.
Okay, I was just gonna say. Poke is in.
Raw fish, gotta have.
Right.
Gotta have.
Poke is in. Would you cater from somewhere? Would you be that?
Yeah, if you invite everybody, tell them. You know.
Okay, what would be the?
If you're the host, you gotta have the main.
Okay,
dishes.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at the unwritten laws.
You're the host. You gotta have the main.
Okay, unwritten laws. If you are hosting the party, how much do you provide as the host of the party? How much food? Naturally, you open it up as a potluck.
Yeah.
Naturally, how much do you provide as the host? Do you provide at least like a couple of the main? Deals.
The
protein.
Two main dishes, like chicken.
Right.
Beef and rice.
Cowbee, right. And then everybody
that
else.
That poor guy is always barbecuing out on the outside. Games
that's right.
On.
You got to be that guy. Yes. You got to get the fire ready.
No, but you
that's
all right. Find the brothers that can take over.
There's going to be a guy.
Hey,
man,
let me take over. And you say no.
I got to go pee first. I can't.
I get him.
Oh, you're burning him.
Shoot, Tango.
So, and then that's it, and then you're just going to end up drinking on the side, walk away, shaking hands, everybody.
You're the drinker, so what was? Do you drink?
I don't drink.
Yeah, I don't really drink. So you're
right.
I mean, but parties I would be at would just be beer. But you're more of a like a sophisticated drinker.
Well,
so
I'm
your party
drink.
Was there more upper like?
Well, okay, so then in my party order,
yeah,
well, invite bartenders.
Oh, cool.
So that they can make drinks for us all.
Ah, that's the key, people.
But then I'll be making drinks too, but it'll be, of course, you know, it's good to have friends with bartenders.
So the bartender would do what the grill guy would do. Yeah, let me get that.
Correct.
And then next thing you know, he's making drinks for everyone.
Correct. And that's it. That's how you strategically
invite the bartender.
Right?
So if you got invited to Zach's party last year, it's because you're a bartender.
A good 20%.
Yeah.
So you know, I don't want to give any stats, but that's how it should be.
What drinks is the common Super Bowl drink besides beer?
It usually is beer, though.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna be.
But you don't drink
beer, right?
Wine, box wine.
If the girls are gonna drink the wine, or you know those soft guys that we talked about, they're gonna come back.
Gotta make sure there's enough girls because if you have a girlfriend,
Okay.
She can't be solo the whole time.
Correct.
True,
with the one girl she don't like.
Correct.
Oh,
right.
So it's very key.
Who need to have the girl ratio.
Oh, third quarter, you're gone.
Yes, you cannot have a guy.
That's key.
Well, it's fourth quarter, babe. We gotta go in.
Gotta have the girls to back her up.
Piss off.
She's gotta be, unless she likes football. Because then if you
true.
Have that angle, then you're kind of okay.
Then you're
fine. I don't know any girl in my lifetime that likes football.
Couple.
Are you serious?
I don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've known like, well, my
sure
wife.
Were they weren't men? I don't know.
I don't.
At least Super Bowls.
Well,
Super Bowl
women like Super Bowl. Yeah, women like Super Bowl.
Stuff going
Yeah.
Halftime show.
Oh yeah, of course. Then that's all women right there. Halftime show and commercials.
Right, you've never met a woman that liked football.
No, not really.
Amazing. Really?
I can't name anybody.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
And have you known women?
I've known quite a few.
Yeah.
At least there's Hawaii.
Yeah.
Because
you got
mainland, yes.
We got
mainland.
Titas. Nah, Hawaii is
good. I've met women from the mainland. They're like, because they're from the region of the team.
That's understandable.
Yeah, but
that's
Hawaii, I've never met a woman that likes. I know that she liked it because the husband liked Eagles. The husband liked the Eagles. So now she's an Eagle fan. But she's not like.
But she'll follow the game? Like, she'll understand what's going on. Oh, that's a... Understand the rules and things.
I've never met a woman that actually really knows.
The titas are on this island, bro. They love them. They love football. Maybe Steelers.
A lot of titas, bro. Yeah.
Well, you know, I frequent...
Everyone's playing blocks. They're playing over-unders.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, so then that leads to that. A lot of them like gambling. Wow. A lot of them to put money on stuff.
Blocks, bro. You gotta have the blocks.
They're putting the blocks
down. That's
the
fun, bro.
Parlay, everything.
Automatic blocks.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah, you gotta, so then you have that.
Because everybody gets involved in the blocks. You don't have to know anything.
Heavy gambling.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. I mean, it's all fun. A
lot of gambling. Yeah. Andy Mercatani, watch out. But, I mean, that's kind of the basis to it. Well, I mean, that's really it. I mean, well, how many people are you going to be at your party?
I think there will be... Including girls or ladies, maybe like 15 to 20. So like a good ratio. Big house, so there's a pool outside. There's a little area. The kitchen's huge. It's kind of a wide open spread. So.
Is any of your friends fans of either of the teams? Like fan?
Yeah.
No one.
Oh, wow.
No
one's
so it's a general party.
So everybody's just there just for a Super Bowl party.
Just to get together.
Camaraderie.
You know, there's always those friends that the one guy throws the New Year's party.
Oh, okay.
There's the one guy who throws the Super Bowl party.
That's right.
There's the one guy that throws the Christmas party.
Right. Okay. They got to rotate them out.
Exactly. Right. So this guy throws the Super Bowl
party. Right.
Oh, nice.
Because you got guys who throw Super Bowl parties who don't even watch football. Or very generally. Exactly. And they don't even know what's going on. Oh, who winning now? And then they go back. What's going on now? And then they go back to the garage. So you're going to have that.
Exactly.
So to each his own, really. So if you go to a party, Cabot, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go to? Who's
my friend's party in Newtown. My other friend moved across the street from my other friend.
Yeah.
Like literally in Newtown. And they're like, hey, let's have a party. So we can throw the kids in one house and the guys in another house. So I told my wife this. She's like, what?
Well, a kid's table, and then you get
the... No, it's a kid's house.
Kid's house, yeah, exactly.
My friend's like, no, we just dump the kids in so-and-so's house, and we'll all be in this house. I'm like, I don't know if that's going to fly, bro.
Who's going to watch all the kids in the house?
The women, that's what he wants.
Oh, so the women are going to take care of that.
My wife was like, nah, because she likes the commercials. She likes Super Bowl. She likes Super Bowl, you know, because, you know.
Yeah.
So she watches football.
Oh, when it comes to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You know, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure every woman likes the Super Bowl. Like, just because... Can get into it, like it's more at stake.
Excuse
you know?
To get together, maybe. Right. That's
what yeah. True. So I was like, "What?" I told my friend, "Dude, we'll probably be end up watching the kids. Watch, dude. This is a bad. It's bad.
Okay, well,
it's bad, bro.
There you go. Good luck to you on that.
No, for real. I was like, dude, women are not gonna fly on this one, dude. We'll be stuck with like 20 kids and one small TV.
Forget it.
And be like, oh, bro.
You're lucky you get one chip. You're lucky you get one little bag of burrito Doritos.
Forget it. Text me. It's gonna kind of bring them food.
Well, with that stress segues into, I'm just going to stay home.
Oh, you are. Do nothing.
I'm just going to go. I'm going to get Gracie's for the first half. Kamoku seafood second half.
Hey, that's not
tell everybody,
good,
shut up.
And that's good, bro. That's a good one.
I don't really want to do anything. I just don't want to go anywhere.
Are you still sad because of the Titans?
No, I knew they weren't going to go. I'm not going to be that way. I'm just saying, like, this is just the intrigue is not there. I'm going to watch it. It's not, I'm not going to watch it. I'm going to watch the commercials and all that, watch the Han Solo trailer, and then be all pissed off.
Yeah.
And then everybody's going to be pissed off about that, probably. And then so be it.
Well, that's the thing with me. I don't really want to go. I don't really want to go, really, to my friend's house.
Right.
But my wife likes she's more social with that, because that's, like, her friends, too. And,
oh, these are going to be her friends.
Yeah, it's both friends of both of their sides. So it's kind of like, I kind of just want to stay home, dude.
Right.
But she's like, no, let's go, you know. I'm like, yeah.
Interesting that she would want to go, huh?
Well, because it's like her friends, other friends' kids.
Wait
there.
For you to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, wife is happy.
She's happy.
Yeah, food only cook, right?
Just only cook.
Just bring food and eat.
Just take a nap somewhere.
So do you take leftovers after the Super Bowl?
If I was having a party?
Yeah. Well, not if you're having.
If I was throwing the party, I take leftovers?
Oh, dude.
I just disperse.
Right, disperse,
you
right?
You got it.
Yeah, you got to disperse. Take them home. I don't want it.
What about the one person that just takes more than they should? Do you have any of those dudes?
Then we don't invite him back. But I mean, ideally, rules of the road is just you just let everybody
go.
Because I don't want all this stuff laying around inside the fridge when you're done.
Make a plate.
You need 3 pounds Mac salad.
Exactly. How much do you need? How much Mac salad do you need?
So just take them home. Get up the hell with it. So that's it.
Mac salad in the morning.
Oh, yes. Gross.
Yes, yes. How much do we need?
Yeah.
Yeah. So be it. Well, enjoy, everyone. Enjoy on Sunday. Let's get out of here.
Any last things, Eddie? Are you going to say?
Any
last upcoming things coming?
What's the future for Kicks?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Man, we just keep grinding, you know?
Yeah.
We just just trying to do kicks. So, you know what I mean? We just keep putting out product.
You've been traveling though, right?
Yeah, just doing a little bit of traveling.
What are some of the destinations you're going to go hit up before in 2018?
I was just talking to Aaron over here. I think the new one is going to be Peru,
nice, South America,
Bolivia, and Colombia.
Nice. That's
one place I haven't hit yet. So anywhere in South America.
Very good.
Or Latin America.
You speak a little Spanish?
I'm working a little bit on the duo. You know what I mean?
Oh, there you go.
Duo.
Nice.
Si.
Nice. just say El Guapo. That's all you got. You got it. Oh my God. You lock it down. All right, well, thank you for coming down.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, it's been a long time coming.
It's been a long time, yeah.
We wanted to get you in here a long time ago, but yes, Kicks Hawaii, Makaloa,
yeah.
Korea Moku.
1530 Makaloa Street.
1530, make sure you say to DJ Del, tell him smile. Rob Cabot sent you, bro.
Tell DJ Del, get over it,
bro. Tell Solution. Stop smiling.
Tell Solution, he's the only... He does smile a lot.
He does. Look at this.
He's a smiling guy.
Same time, guys, right?
We need more people to smile in 2018.
Yeah, bro. Definitely.
Because, you know, he does remember that we called him the only solution.
Yes.
We talked about who's going to solve the homelessness in Kakaako. What's the solution to solving the homelessness in Kakaako? DJ Solution, bro. So, yeah, we'll get out of here.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you,
gentlemen.
All right, let's get out of here.
Episode 7, Season 3.
Kicks in the door.
Yeah.
We're here with Eddie.
Don't you go anywhere. Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
Yo, guys, this is Justin from Earl Kaimo Key. Thank you for grinding with us. We appreciate you guys. If you're ever in Kaimo Key, come check us out. We're located at 1137 11th Avenue. That's right behind Happy Days, Big City Diner, right below the Himalayan Kitchen, right next to Island Brew, and right next to Pillbox. All right, guys, shoots. Thanks.
Sleep time's over is back with another banger.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
Time's over, Kevin the Catalyst, DJ Zach Morris. Boom! I like that enthusiastic.
You're very enthusiastic.
Yeah. Episode season 7.
Season
episode
7.
Episode 3.
Kicks in the door. Bump, 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 bump.
Bump,
bump, bump. That's horrible.
I'm juggling right now.
Oh, you're juggling.
Keep going,
oh,
keep going.
Bump, 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 bump. Bum, 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 bum.
Woo!
Bum, 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 bum.
Woo!
That was horrible.
That's awesome.
That was an interpretation of a DJ juggling the beat.
That's a great beat to juggle.
Kick in the door with bum, people cheering.
Bum, bum. We didn't figure out who produced that.
I don't know why we don't look this up.
We are a part hip hop podcast, by the way.
We are?
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey,
welcome to Sleep Time's Over Hip Hop Podcast.
Little Finger, the rap music.
Yeah. Jigga jigga ah. Yeah.
All right, there you have it. So, Ed from Kicks, he's coming. He was here. He's there. He's everywhere.
Everywhere, bro. He's everywhere.
That's right. We have now Take Time or Waste Time.
Yep.
And we have a lot to discuss.
Bro, it's choking, Jawai.
So this might be a 2-hour segment. So let's go.
Everybody just fell asleep.
Yep. I don't blame you. I don't blame anyone.
2 hours, bro.
Let's go with this. Okay, we talked about the Blake Griffin trade. There is a repercussion to that whole thing.
Okay.
Take Time or Waste Time on delving. No, pun intended, delving into the Blake Griffin trade and the magnitude that it will come out of. Take time or waste time, sir.
Right.
What do you want to take time or waste time? I'm leaving it up to you.
I don't know. waste time.
Waste time? Okay.
Well, if you got something to say, you can do it real quick.
No, because we have so many things to talk about. I'm willing to, we can drop it or we can talk
Blake,
about
waste
it.
Time, bro. All
right.
Moving on, bro.
Okay.
He's your premiere, by the way.
DJ Premier.
Produced Kicking.
Oh, no, but what was the sample we're trying to find?
Oh, a sample.
That's easy. Yeah, we know. I know. Premier,
okay, yeah, it's easy right here. Boom. It is Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Really? Okay.
Kicking the Door sample.
Because I remember the original. If you guys remember the original. I'll put the original on the show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, let's put the original on there.
So, anyway, okay, so.
Okay, so waste time. But here
we go. All right. Okay, here we go. What's next. My list? I made a list. I got a list. Checking it twice.
Okay.
Ala Moana, Beach Park.
They are redoing
Beautification. Yeah, big time waste all time.
All right. I will say this briefly.
Oh. Take time a little bit.
Yeah. Ala Moana Beach Park is the only park left in July that's going to be relevant, that needs to be kept good.
Yeah.
Because it is a major tourist attraction.
Yes.
It is not Kakako Park, which is a big landfill that they just covered up with grass.
Yeah.
They need to beautification Ala Moana Beach Park. They need to beautify. Gosh.
Beautify. Past tense, present tense.
Past and present, but we're talking about the future. Because they need to take care of it, and I'm all for it.
Did you see the plans, though?
See, that is something I did not see.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Okay, so tell me the plans.
So basically, they're going to widen the sidewalk by double.
Oh.
No parking on the beach side.
Oh, that's bad.
And they're going to make diagonal parking on the left side.
That sounds
so bad. Like, you know, you come in like slotted like that.
That's not good.
Do everybody. Oh, man. Bell. This morning, McKenna Madhuli. Shout out to McKenna Madhuli. Okay. She was interviewing this Rabbit. Was it Rabbit? No. Oh, China Uemura.
Okay.
OG Waterman.
Yes. I know the daughter.
That's right. We talked about this.
She's my classmate.
Yeah. So anyway, interviewed him. Bro. I love it, bro. You ever interview a Mook at 5:30 a.m.? You just don't.
No, you don't.
He's just like, you know what, Bradnet? You guys, but he went in. He's like, you know, we don't need nothing. All you guys gotta do is beautificate them every time, clean them up a little bit, put more sand on the beach. That's it.
Right.
That, and I was like, wow, look at that.
That's great.
We saved millions of dollars.
Yeah.
All he wanted is more sand on the beach.
Right.
And leave it and beautify the park. That's it.
Simple.
Which all they should do.
Simple.
Maybe make, you know, the walls we'll see on the right?
Right.
Maybe like make that nicer walls maybe.
Right.
Add more sand to the beach.
Right.
Maybe
right.
Landscape a bit.
Right.
They should try and make McCoy Pavilion, they should definitely update that.
Yes.
That thing is, I mean, I did a talk there. It's beautiful inside there.
You did show us footage of
that. But, I mean, nobody uses it.
Right.
Nobody knows what it's for.
Right.
It's dated. It's old.
Yeah.
It's one of those ones in city and county they don't ever talk about. Update that thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Update, put basketball courts as well as tennis courts.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need to do. Beautify the landscaping.
Yeah.
Make better walls in the walls. Maybe make nicer walls, whatever else. And then beautify
simple
what's existing.
Simplified beautification.
But I've watched that on the news. People getting mad, sad.
We're taking away parking. They should be fighting. You can't take away parking.
In Hawaii, you cannot take away parking.
What is the deal with taking away parking?
Kurt McGirt, bro, you
get him out already.
What did he do? In his tenure year, he took away parking. It's like his main thing. Bike lane, how much parking he took away?
Yep.
Bruh.
Exactly.
So parking.
You can't be doing that as part of your solution. You just can't in this island. You cannot in this town. So, Kirk, you out already.
Kirk, you out.
Get him out already.
But yeah, I
throw him away already.
Waste time on the plan. Take time on doing less is more in this case.
Right. Like the way they're doing at Thomas Square. Thomas Square. They're still not done. This is the longest beautification project in history.
They better make a water park over there already, bro.
Might as well. It's been 3 years almost, it seems like.
People have just been camping on the outside.
They're waiting.
they're
talking to their realtor. They're talking to the homeless version of Grand Kapo'olo Kanoho.
Oh,
and they're being like, where do we go? What plot of land do we go? No, I take care of you. I call you tomorrow. It looks horrible. They're going to do the same thing with Magic Island. Forget it.
Yeah.
Go take 3 years. Good luck. Forget it.
It's excuses stop the homeless problem.
That's all it is. It's excuses to stop the homeless.
Well, homeless is there? Okay. Let's just say we're renovating it.
Yes.
That's when the renovation done, they all gonna go back.
Forget it. The hell with it.
Okay. Well, next thing, what you got next?
All right. An announcement was made not too long ago that we did not talk about last week's show.
Here we go.
A man by the name of Mr. Vince McMahon. Announced.
Oh, yes.
The return of the XFL. That was my Vince McMahon impersonation. He's bringing the XFL back. Now, if anybody does not remember the XFL, it lasted 1 year. This was in the early 2000s. It was the Extreme Football League. It was made by the WWF at the time. He's bringing the thing back. He is now investing $100 million in this.
Wow.
Press conference came out.
And I don't even know if $100 million is even enough to create a league.
It's a lot of money, though.
It's a lot of money, but to make a football league. So it's going to come out in 2020.
What does X stand for now?
It's not extreme because, okay, this is his new mindset going into this. He wants to make this a family-friendly football league. What does that mean? If you have a criminal record, you are not allowed to play in the XFL.
So 50% of NFL players cannot play in the NFL. I mean, the XFL.
Who are you marketing this to? Okay, we're gonna have a bunch of cast-offs in this league. Where how are you supposed to turn a sport that's violent into a family-friendly sports a watchable thing into a family-friendly football game?
Right.
2020 is that's a ways from now, so they have time to get it figured out.
Right.
You can't call it the XFL. You're using it just for the name of previous because we remember it.
Right.
They did the 30 for 30 special on it. Take time or waste time on the XFL, and also there's 8 teams. If Honolulu, Jawai becomes an XFL team, are we in on this?
I'm a fan already, bro. All
right. I say might as well.
Might as well, right? Yeah. Dude, I mean, okay, if he's going to legitimize it, that's the thing. If he comes legit, no wrestling, no storylines, because you guys need help on the storylines, as we said before, keep it straight, minor league of NFL. Feeder almost, right? A step above arena. Jam him, bro. Come on, Vince.
I don't know if he's going to make it a minor league, though. I think he wants to... The league is going to start the week after the Super Bowl. Smart. That's his style.
Wait, next week or...
No, 2020.
2020. Oh, 2020.
But he's making it where it's a family-friendly, fun
league.
You can't
make football family-friendly. You can't
make football family-friendly. Exactly.
Doesn't happen.
You can't do... It's a violent sport.
Yeah.
And you say no one with a criminal record, that's half the guys.
Yeah, that's half the guys. Yeah.
So what is the angle you're trying to do?
You would have to get people that are in junior college, athletes that have gone from
Cole
high
Brennan,
school. Cole Brennan, starting quarterback, Honolulu
Yahoos. Yeah. There you go. The Honolulu Street Sweepers.
Honolulu parking blocks.
Might as well. Might as well.
Honolulu bike lane.
The Honolulu bike lane. The Honolulu homeless.
Oh, shoot.
The Honolulu homeless with your starting quarterback, Colt Brennan. Wow.
Huh? Starting running back.
Joy Iosefa. There you go.
Joy Iosefa. Oh, both of them.
See? Bring them all back.
O-line now, actually.
Right? Bring them all back.
Starting running back, Mark Atuaya.
Right? And your head coach, Mozi Tatupu. I mean, okay. If they did not have a team in Jawai, would you care? Take time and waste time. Would you watch this?
I would.
You would watch this. If they didn't have a team in Jawai.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't care. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. Who's going to care?
They need a team. If he was smart, he would hit up a team in Honolulu. He would get former University of Hawaii coaches to mine Polynesia.
Right.
Because there's so much talent there. And I could see Hawaii, actually, or Honolulu, being... easily winning this XFL.
But they're not going to be able to recruit these guys because the guys are going to go college. They're going to go to the real
football. Well, that's why you need the guys either in between high school and college, can't make the grades, stuck in JC. You know what I mean? Maybe they're not ready for the NFL and just you got to get those in-betweeners, you know?
That's the only way. That's the only way to survive.
But Ray Rice can come out of nowhere, bro.
Oof. Ray Rice is coming.
It's coming, bro.
Lawrence Phillips coming.
Oh, bro.
Ray Carruth is coming back, bro. Get ready. He coming out, Ray coming out of the trunk.
Wow, everybody Ray.
High playing, yes. All right.
Yes. I hope they have a little homeless, bro.
Honolulu homeless, huh?
Bro, we didn't get, people are going to be mad.
They're going to be mad.
More people are going to be mad.
Hey. HH, bro.
Pulse going to be mad again. Everybody going to be mad.
Pulse going to be mad.
Everybody going to be mad.
The Pulse going to lose their pulse. All right.
Going to be mad. That's midweek going to be mad.
I tired of midweek.
Honolulu advertisers going to be mad.
Start both of them.
They don't even exist anymore.
Perry and Bryce going to be mad.
But even the Penny Saver going to give us a call. You know what? I'm mad at you guys.
I would like to talk to the Penny Saver. I'd like to have I have a thing or two to tell the Penny Saver.
Buying and selling come back. You know what, you guys?
That's it.
Like advertise.
What was that other one that they had back in the day? There was a Honolulu Weekly. What was it called?
Honolulu Weekly, right?
Honolulu Weekly, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yes. They're going
to
be mad.
Shout out to Speedy. He always covered...
that's right.
Anyway.
That's right. What else we got?
Okay, where's my...
XFL, I'm done with
it. Honolulu homeless. Okay, this is kind of crazy. Waipahu firefighters, right? 3 cases of their kids getting this rare bone cancer.
Huh?
Yeah. So, Waipahu firefighters, right? Three Waipahu firefighters families. Their kids, the kids of these Waipahu firefighters...
Yeah.
all have the same rare bone cancer.
Okay.
Coincidence? Or not? Take time away.
There's got to be a coincidence there. Why would there be three different cases? Is there something that's affecting
them? Well, the health department said there's it's coincidence. But the fire, head of the fire chief, whatever, he's like, no. You guys cannot call it a coincidence. We got to look into this.
Okay.
So basically, Hawaii's health, whatever, is glossing over it.
Okay. Well, I said coincidence. I meant to say this is something, this is tied in. I'm sorry. Yeah. But yeah, this is not a coincidence. This is not a coincidence.
I mean, but then how, so did they have the kids, were the kids conceived? Like, okay, was a firefighter there working? Had the kid.
Yeah.
Then the kids grow up. You know, they got to be there for like 10, 20 years maybe, right?
Right.
So for them to work there, have kids, something like that. So.
Did the father, how's the health of the father?
Yeah, see, they never got into that, how's the father. But it's just like, I was like, wow, that's crazy.
That's got to be looking to the health of the fathers.
Right. So I'm thinking the fathers has got to been there anywhere from, let's say, 7 to 20 years. They've got to have kids after they were there, yep. Right?
Right.
And then that's how you can judge. Because I don't think the kids could be there and get exposed to something, right?
Okay.
That gives them cancer?
Right.
I thought the fathers got them exposed to something.
We need to see the father's history.
Right.
All three of them and their history and the similarities for working as a fireman.
I think it's not at the station. I think the firefighters might have responded to something.
Okay.
Chemical, fire, something to a point where all of them were there at the scene.
Yes,
exactly. They all got exposed to some kind of radiation or something.
Exactly.
Then they all had kids.
Exactly.
And all those kids, three, have this rare bone disease.
Exactly.
It's not just, Hawaii Health or whoever runs the health thing. You can't just say it's a freaking coincidence.
You cannot. We're going to laugh at you if you say
three
that.
Three cases of rare bone disease?
You cannot do that.
And the dads all work at the same spot?
It's ridiculous for them to say that.
Typical of July, bro.
That is very typical Jawai. And here's something that's very typical Jawai.
Here we go.
Our famed, longtime close personal friend, the Missile Alert.
Hey!
Is back in the news again.
Oh, sad.
As they come out with another study saying that the infamous guy who made the false alarm said that he actually thought a real threat was coming. And because of that, he is gone. Mr. Miyagi is gone back to Tomie Village.
Did they fire Miyagi?
He's gone. He resigned. He
didn't. But he's not the dude, though.
He's not the dude.
They didn't show. You know what's funny?
They didn't show the dude.
Out of ridicule and threat.
Yeah.
They didn't show the dude.
They're not going to show the dude. They're not. But he is obviously. He's had prior mistakes and miscues in the past of saying false alarm.
Yeah.
So this guy is clearly out of his head. He's clearly not in the position to be in.
Yep.
What is going on over there? There's violations everywhere.
I posted this before. It's basically the typical federal, city, and county state workers, right? They want to stay long to their 67, get the full pension, juice the system. That's fine.
Yep.
I get it. But if you no longer can do the job, and this job is freaking huge because it's dealing with missiles and basically dealing with us bombing Korea because they're thinking they're bombing us.
Correct.
You shouldn't be doing a job, dude.
That's what I'm saying. There's checks and balances that aren't being checked and balanced.
No, they were like, we'll do them again. Huh?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, minor, bro. Spaceball next time.
So this pretty much, this seals the fate of a lot of stuff here. We talked about Cold War earlier. Ige's got to go.
Bruh.
I mean, this is not directly.
How much weed is he smoking, bro? He's the blind,
he's doing a lot, bro. It's Batu.
Oh.
It's not directly associated with him, but he's the spokesman for this thing. The buck stops at, gotta stop somewhere, and they're gonna shut these guys down.
Yeah.
And with that said, I have to say this in regards to all of this checks and balances and the way the infrastructure is in the government. We need to go back to Republican rule.
Republican rule.
We need to be a Republican state. For years, we've been dealing with Democratic state because traditionally our parents, grandparents all vote Democrat.
Right.
They're just doing it just because.
Right.
They're not doing it for just cause. They're doing it just because our families did it.
Right.
My family did it. We need a different type of leadership. We have an entire Democratic Congress, Democratic City Council. There's no Republicans in there.
Right.
So how are we going to have any type of check and balance when we have everybody agreeing on everything?
Yeah.
We get bike lanes galore. Homeless problem is bad. These guys can't even know when to push the button. The only thing that they're hanging on to is because the economy is doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Unemployment is low. So they're milking that for right now. But then what? We got this rail crap that we don't have no idea what to do. There needs to be a different perspective going on.
Yeah.
We need that different.
I've never sided with any party.
Right.
I just want good leaders.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's and if these guys are leading, right?
That, exactly. I'm not a Democrat-Republican backer. I'm just saying we need a different mindset because the Democratic mindset has got to go. It's a too much old boy network.
The only thing EJ did good in his tenure is, you know what? Give Light Sleepers Day November 5th, right?
Check that one off.
Boom. One good thing. The other side of the negatives, oh, can't. Can I be there, my man?
You gotta remember, how did Ige get in? He got in because we were all pissed off at Neil Abercrombie.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he got in.
Yeah.
It wasn't because he was a great leader, obviously.
Yeah.
Great talker. So what are we doing? We're just bringing in these guys to just take over the seat. Look, the lieutenant governor. Oh, there's another topic. He left.
He peaced out, bro.
He peaced out.
Shan
Tsu-Shi. Is in Maui. He's becoming like a lobbyist. Peace. Yeah. He's becoming the vice president of a lobbying firm. Better job there, bro.
But he knows what to tap on, bro.
Exactly.
He's like, bro, what? We almost die of missiles? Hey, by the way, guys, I'm resigning tomorrow. Bro,
you guys all damn fool. Getting out of here.
He's a smart dude.
He knew where it was. And then nobody wants to take the job. You saw that?
Yeah.
Nobody wants the lieutenant job. Nobody wants to be lieutenant governor.
Just wants to take the job, bro. I'm going to take it, everybody.
All right, there you
KTC
go.
KTC is coming for the people.
I thought he was going to take Billy V's job, but that's okay.
Well, I'll skip a line right there.
All right, jump over. Jump leapfrog, bro.
Vice President Kevin the Catalyst, you swear it? I'm swearing all day.
You better get Oha back you up, bro.
My Oha not gonna back me up.
Get up the Trasks.
I'm gonna be like, I don't speak Hawaiian very well. Only Hawaiian 102.
You know, if this really pertains to you, that's all I got. That's my only pigeon.
Anyway, where are we at?
I'm just saying, like, I was just ranting about Republican rule. That's okay, it. We should have different leadership. That's all I'm saying. Okay, what else you got?
Next one. Do you know anything about this Tide Pod Challenge?
Yeah.
And what's your take on it? Waste time or take that?
W-A-S-T-E.
Waste?
Deska. T-I-M-E. Waste time, bro.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear, bro. Next, moving along.
This is breaking news, everyone. And this is going to happen as we tape the show Wednesday. I'm going to try and release this show Wednesday night for everyone. But this is going to happen tonight. Breaking news.
Breaking.
Oahu could see hail and torrential rainfall as thunderstorms move in tonight.
Oh, tonight. Okay. It's pretty sunny out there right now.
A line of thunderstorms beginning to cross over Oahu on Wednesday. Forecasters warned that the island could see strong winds, heavy downpours, and even some hail.
Bruh. Here we go. Which end of the mean, world. You okay, ready for the end of the world?
Okay, Joe White people, if you guys don't know what hail is, it's little pieces of ice. And no, this isn't crystal meth falling from the sky.
Ice has to be.
Can I have some? Is it free?
Jesus.
Is it Costco?
Oh, God.
No. It's called hail. It is a natural thing, much like crystal meth. But it's a natural thing that comes from the skies, from the heavens.
Well, it's just, bruh.
Hits the car, break the windshield, bruh.
Is your car have protection? I always have
protection.
Oh, nice.
But
that's nice for night. So anyway, does your car have undercover parking?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Both cars?
No.
Oh, and a mine still.
One car is in trouble.
One car in, one car leave.
Exactly.
Two cars and a one car leave.
But two enters, see who smokes them.
That's
first.
All the crack is. Oh, bro.
Look at this. Hey, Harry, you seen this? So at around 8:35 a.m. today, radar showed the heaviest rain falling up to 3 inches.
When is it coming?
Okay, moving over Oahu right now.
Okay.
Weather statement also issued to warn the public that thunderstorms were developing. Gusty winds, hail, lightning strikes, torrential rainfall are all possible throughout today, Wednesday, January 31st.
Wow, it looks like a pretty regular day in town.
So Macaulay. Right now, Macaulay, well, the clouds are coming, though.
Yeah. But that's what, no, it's always cloudy.
True. So as you're listening to this show tonight, you may be ducking and diving because the ice is coming down. Get ready, everyone.
I'm going to be popping and locking.
Pop, lock, right?
Ooh,
Yeah. So get ready for that, everyone.
Wow, hail. When's the last time we've seen hail on Oahu?
I've never seen hail in Hawaii. Have you seen hail before?
I bring hail.
Well, hey. Whoa, that was.
All right, bro. I'm getting ready for the XFL, bro. Honolulu homeless. Here we go.
He hail me.
Anyway.
What you got?
Okay, here we go. This is kind of in a topic and kind of like in the hip hop, like the realm of, like, you know, the beat guys, the B-boy guys, Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Is he faking the funk? Meaning, I see a lot of people that, see, Hawaii, we love Bruno Mars, right?
Right.
A lot of guys in the mainland say, oh, he's just taking New Jack Swing. He's just taking the funk and he's making a commercial. You know, like, they're mad at him because they feel like he's basically taking this music, that he literally been doing his whole life, by the way, people that want to hate on him.
Yeah.
And making it commercialized. Okay. What do you think? Like, okay, he did his whole track with Cardi B.
Yeah.
And he said it's dedicated to Living Color.
Right.
I think clearly, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's a hype song, dude.
It's good for Cardi B's career, too. It branches her out. Bruh. Branches her out to different aspects.
Cardi B, bro, she went from stripper to ratchet rapper. Now she's in Bruno Mars. She's in, like, the houses of in Nebraska. In the
brilliant movie. Move. Brilliant so, move.
To her, it's smart for
brilliant
her.
Move, yeah.
I can see her having a talk show next. That's how it's going to... Like, is desynthesize, whatever.
No, her career's on the upswing.
Yeah.
She's on the rise.
What do you think about... Take that away from people dissing Bruno Mars, say, oh, he's just biting New Jack Swing, he's just biting, like, you know, the 80s funk of Zapp and Roger, and Ill Egyptian Lover, and taking all that.
Okay, let's take time on this. It out. Let's take a little bit. Yeah. First of all, this is 2018. Who else is biting New Jack Swing or Zapp and Roger in 2018? No one.
Yeah.
Who even knows what that is under 30?
Exactly.
Why not bring it back? Exactly, it's perfect time. Bro.
That was a childhood.
It's perfect time to bring this back. It's yes. a great nostalgia thing because only us guys over 35 or even know what that video is about.
Yeah.
Or even know what Living Color is.
My kids is what? 6 and 9. They have no idea what it is, but they like the song.
Right. It's just a fun song. It is. So what if he's bringing the funk music back, the R&B music back? Who else is? No one else is doing that.
No one else is.
So with him, he's doing something original in the fact of 2018. That is what no one else is doing.
Which is over 20-year-old sound.
Right.
So to say that he's doing it, 20 years old, bro.
Yeah.
20 years old. Wait, when did Jackson was what? 1990?
No, that's 1990. That's 28, 30 years
God,
ago.
God, dude.
That's 30 years ago.
For anybody to cry about that,
right.
It's like, come on.
In 1990, when De La Soul and house music was king, and you have all those type of house riffs, they would sample 70s bands.
Right.
That was 20 years ago. What's the problem? What's the difference there? Yeah. It's this. It comes in cycles,
right? Because people are like, "Oh, he copied this riff from these guys. Oh, he copied this melody from these guys." But I'm like, guess what? One, he's a raw songwriter. Two, he's singing. He actually sings.
Yes, he has the talent, the true talent.
Have you ever seen his live show?
Right.
How can you hate on some dude that's literally dancing for an hour and a half and singing his heart out? Like, I mean, I can't even just because from Hawaii, you know.
No, yeah, non-biased.
And us, we're critical of everybody.
Yeah.
We don't care if from Hawaii or not.
No.
I don't care.
Not at all.
It's not whack at all. I never thought Bruno Mars was whack.
He's got the best live show of anybody right now.
Bro, I mean, seriously.
Name a better live show than Bruno Mars' live show. Dancing, the whole performance aspect.
Yeah.
That's it.
Did you see the live shows that they have? I mean, no disrespect to Russ. Or who's the other guy that performed at the Blaisdell that didn't sell out?
Oh, that didn't sell out?
Not Migos.
Chance?
No. Another one of those rappers, those mumble rapper dudes.
Oh.
2 Chainz or something, right?
Someone, yeah.
But all they had was a DJ and them rapping.
Right.
Probably one of the most boringest shows ever.
Hip hop shows are boring.
Like the guy Russ, right? I like him, dude. I only like his stuff with Scott Storch. But if you watched the video of his show, it was him by himself.
Yeah.
On the stage.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
That's it.
And that's all they can do. And he can't dance.
You guys all pay $50 for that.
Welcome to hip hop.
Right.
In forever.
He probably didn't freestyle. He probably didn't do all that stuff. Everybody's too busy singing his songs. Right.
Well, if you go on the channel, if you go on Revolt. You know, P. Diddy's cable TV channel.
Yeah.
They have live performance shows all the time.
Oh, wow.
And it's all the young guys. And what they're all doing, Migos all the way down to Gucci Mane, all of them. There's just one guy, DJ in the back, that's it.
Dude, they suck.
They don't do nothing. They don't do nothing.
Live.
They're just standing there.
Yeah.
Migos' concert's horrible. It's a negative 10 mic concert. They're just standing there.
I don't give you money so I don't go.
Exactly. Even if I had a coupon, I wouldn't go. It's trash. As much as I'll say I think of the Migos music as comedy and it's funny. The concert is unwatchable.
Yeah, live, terrible.
I was watching them
as personas is terrible. They can't even speak.
They can't speak. They're not even enthusiastic. Yeah. They're just standing there.
It's like studio gangsters in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
It's like studio rappers straight up.
Right.
Actors.
Right. And that's what goes on. So you compare that to a Bruno Mars concert.
Gosh.
Are you kidding me?
You guys knock it off, bro. I got fellow people that I respect that. Saying all this negative stuff against Bruno Mars. I'm like, how could you figure that out? And these are the same people that saying, hey, bro, don't say that about Black Eyed Peas. Black Eyed Peas is whack.
No. When anyone, if you're going to debate somebody on something and they tell you Black Eyed Peas is whack, they tell you Bruno Mars is whack, you tell them, cite your reference, bro.
Yeah.
You tell them, give me the reasons why.
Right.
Why are they not whack? Tell me why. Why is Bruno Mars whack?
They always say, well, because he copied this riff from Cameo. He copied this from...
I'm like, you know what your rebuttal going to be? Welcome to hip hop. They copied everything from everybody.
I guess you can't like DJ Premier.
Yep, you can't like DJ Premier. You can't like Dr. Dre. You can't like Pete Rock.
Because that's what they did.
Anyway, that's what this whole music is. And he's not even a rapper.
He's not a rapper, and he sings.
Correct.
You give him a guitar or piano, he guarantee you get your girl with.
Then that means, guy, if you're going to say that, you're not going to like rap then. You must right? eliminate hip hop.
That's what I don't get copy. It. Hip hop contemporaries on Facebook blasting Bruno Mars.
Mariah Carey copied Cameo.
Oh, yeah.
With that song. Yeah. We're going to blast Mariah Carey too then. Mariah Carey's done. She sampled Cameo.
That's what She's I mean. Trash. So that's why I don't get it. I was like, why do people hate the dude? I think it's because he's successful. I think it's because there's no flaw to his game. Yeah. He can perform live, acoustic. He can write songs for other artists. He's pretty much one of those dudes. And people don't forget, he paid his effing dues, dude. He was little Bruno, dude.
He was little Elvis.
Elvis, dude. Like, he paid his dues in the industry.
Was was it Magic of Polynesia?
Yeah, dude. He was that dude. He literally was that dude. Like, so, I mean, to me, I'd be the first guy to be like, nah. But I'm like, yeah, man, straight up.
So if we had we was going to have a timer. Yeah. And we was going to do it to consolidate our rants.
Yeah.
So I had the timer, but I forgot it. Bing. But if I were to have a timer, I'm going to have to put it on 3 minutes Bing. Right now.
No, we're done already with that one. Okay. Keep moving along.
In regards to that, people being jealous, that is a big problem in society today, jealousy. Yeah. Friends don't support friends.
Yeah.
It's funny that you look at it like that, but when it comes to supporting people,
right,
social media, what have you, it always comes down to, you say you have an event and you want people to come down. Like you said, you had the vintage surfer clothes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where are all the surfer people coming down, help, you know, support? They never come, right? You're going to have somebody that you don't know come down because they don't know you. So therefore, there's no jealousy there. There's no intent there.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's a problem. That's true. Yeah. A lot of our listeners of the show, a lot of them, I don't know them.
Yeah.
And they support. And we're very grateful for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot of people that I do know that may not listen to the show. And you would think, well, you know us.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just listen to us? That is the strange disconnect. So I'm saying, when you have things like this, people not liking him, what have you, jealousy is a weird thing.
I don't know if they're jealous of us. Maybe they just don't take time for us.
I don't know what it is, if it is. If they're just jealous that we're doing something and they're not, I don't know. It's just weird. Like, if somebody had something going on, I would support it. If you had Hooli Hooli chicken ticket, I go buy a chicken ticket.
Buy one ticket, bro.
You know, it's just weird stuff like that.
I'll buy you one ticket, bro. I'll buy one ticket.
So that just to get rant done. Ding. That's all.
Yeah.
I had to talk about this with Creed Chameleon online.
Oh, okay.
Creed wants to come on and we're going to talk about this in depth about social media and following, unfollowing, likes.
Yeah.
Do you like a picture? Why don't you like a picture? Follow. That's for future. That's it.
Okay.
Get what you got.
Okay, next up we had. Oh, okay. Here we go. Okay. Redskins, Braves, Blackhawks, Native Americans, bro.
Yeah.
They're not in an uproar. But the Major League Baseball, MLB, wants to change the logo of the Indians. Yeah. Right? Chief Wahoo.
Yeah.
Right? But then MLB, they did a poll of 500 Native Americans. 90% said, yeah, don't bother us.
Oh, really?
10% was like, yeah. So if 90% of 500 Native Americans say it doesn't matter, who wants to make the change? I think I got an answer for that.
Okay, let's hear it.
Take time, waste time.
I want to hear your answer.
The Howleys.
Yeah.
They feel bad. They want to appropriate. They want to like be, look, guys, we're doing something for you. Hey, we gave you a reservation. You guys are all dying on it now. Yeah. Right? Hey, guys, look, Native Americans.
You guys are gambling.
We're doing this for you guys. We're just going to change this thing. And the Americans are like, bruh, we don't freaking care.
Yeah.
Like, do something better, right?
Right.
And that's why, like, they had this topic on ESPN. And the guy didn't really say it because he don't know what a Howley is because he's a Howley. So, but I'm not saying Howleys. It's the powers that be.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Could be Howley, could be black, could be Asian. Right. Those dudes in the upper crust, shot callers, are basically saying, we're going to do this to, like, lull the natives, you know?
Right.
To say, like, hey, guys, look, we did this for you. We changed it. But then...
A different kind of whitewash.
Yeah.
A different...
Different. But then 500 Native Americans. 90%, nah. You know, that's good. So, I mean, they didn't say, like, oh, yeah, we love it. But they're like, nah, don't change it. Just leave it. 10%. So then it goes down the line. So if you change the Indians, you change the Braves.
Braves.
Redskins. Right. Blackhawks.
Right.
And then you can go down the line even more. And they said Demon Deacons. Who wants a demon deacon?
Right.
Who wants a possessed priest?
Like, right. Blue Devils.
Blue Devils. Well, is the Blue Devil Satan worshippers, right?
You have devils.
Like, you know, yeah, it's like, so.
We're PCing ourselves out of the picture.
Right, so dumb.
We're PCing ourselves out of the picture.
I say we do change Honolulu Homeless because that's mad derogatory.
You don't think so? I'd buy a shirt, but I'd buy a hat, even though I don't have a hat face.
HH.
Right? Well, it's just they're PCing a lot of stuff because everybody's taking too offense to all of these things. Granted, if there was a big uproar amongst the Native American community to shut this whole thing down.
Shut it down.
I would be in support of that.
Right.
But if they don't care because it's just baseball.
Yeah.
Or if they don't care because it's football.
Right.
Move on to more trying topics.
Exactly.
More pressing.
How about you provide topics? Scholarships for Native Americans?
Right.
It's kind of like Hawaii.
Yeah.
When I say.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
The Native Americans are.
We're
like
never going to get sovereignty. But how about OHA do something for the Hawaiians? How about the federal government provide interest-free loans for Hawaiian businesses?
Right.
Why don't they provide scholarships for Native Hawaiians? Why don't, instead of giving the lands back, which I love the lands, you pay us for the lands that you're on already?
Right.
So all these military bases on Hawaiian lands, guess what? Give us the money, bro.
Something.
Most likely, no one's going to go remove Pearl Harbor.
No.
Right? No. I mean, there's probably some crazy Hawaiians that are like, bro, get off.
No, not gonna happen.
So, guess what? You pay us for being on our land. Hey.
But then with that comes organization. And when we talked about organization, there ain't none, bro.
I'm glad no Hawaiians listen to our podcast. Maybe they might be here at the door yelling at me. Why are you, bro?
Well, actually, I would like to have them here. I want to hear what they got to say.
Oh, yeah, no.
I actually
like
would.
A radical Hawaiian. Like I asked them.
Well, like, not somebody that's, like, you know, on, you know, something. But, like we're talking about, like, who are the prominent Hawaiian guys out in the business world, the business sector.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I went around and I asked, okay, now, I wish I wrote these names down. Oh. But there actually are prominents of First Hawaiian Bank, Bank of Hawaii. Oh, there are guys who are in executive positions who are in their mid-30s.
Okay.
So they exist. And I'm like, do they come together? And I asked her, do they come together and do they actually acknowledge this OHA situation, sovereignty situation? They all think of it as a joke.
Oh, wow.
They all think of it as a joke because, once again, there's no reason to back up an organization like such as OHA that's all falling apart.
Yeah, when internally they're all effed up.
Internally they're all effed up. So what are they going to back themselves and put their name out there and put their reputation on the line to go and support this company?
Yeah,
that's where it stands. So there are prominent guys. So I would like to hear what those guys...
Right.
have to say regarding all these situations.
So we're making a call out to prominent Hawaiian business owners and leaders.
Because we know they're listening.
I mean, besides me.
There you go. That's the one we need to know, bruh.
This is all you need
to
know.
This is it, bruh.
This is Hawaiian, bruh. 3/8 Hawaiian. I might be even more Hawaiian. But anyway.
Yeah.
We're getting that all sorted out.
The hungry Hawaiian.
Not the hungry Hawaiian. Let's invite the hungry Hawaiian, bruh.
I'd like to meet that guy.
It's a holiday guy, bruh.
Oh, probably. Watch it be like a Holly guy, too.
Watch it, bro. Watch. Oh. You're the kind of Holly guy that grew up in Waianae. The guy that looked out when he opened his mouth. He's like, oh, what's up, bro?
Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
But anyway.
Cordero.
Well, going on to that, I might as well expand on what happened with the Hawaiian language.
Right. Well,
in the court system.
Okay, well, you have that. Okay. We got the mail coming. Mail is coming right now. We're prominent mail before the hail hits the land. You hear the front door. We have a package. Let's see. Is it an envelope or is it a package? Let's see. It's a package, which could mean it's a sample of something. It could be that new light sleeper bandana that maybe Blaise Sato will buy. It looks like a bandana. Is that the new light sleeper bandana?
It's not a Chanel bandana. All right.
Okay. Just checking.
Case camera.
Just checking. Okay. So.
Okay. So the Hawaiians. So we talked about the Hawaiians.
Yeah.
Speaking Hawaiian. Translator in the courts.
Okay.
Wow, I'm glad the Hawaiian people got all nuts on this one.
Well, as they should.
But I talked to you earlier. I was like, how come we didn't address this earlier?
Yeah.
Right? I was wondering, like, don't get me wrong. Dude, got to start somewhere, right? So yeah. I like this, though. I like this stuff that's happening right now with Alamona Beach Park and the people speaking out on that.
Okay.
I like the whole telescope thing and people speaking out on that.
Right.
I like that Hawaiians... are stepping up in the courtroom and be like, give us translators, right?
Right.
And then they're tying it back to, like, basically trying to, the powers that be are trying to delete the Hawaiian language.
Right.
Take away the language, you take away the culture.
Correct.
Simple and plain. I really dig this. Like, and I hope more things keep popping up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Because, like, we talked earlier, you're like, oh, Hawaiian people. I'm like, you know what? You Hawaii too, bruh.
That is correct.
You born and raised here, bro. Your problem too, brother.
I smiled when you told me that.
Sorry, people. You call Hawaii your home. This is your problem too, bro.
That is correct. So I totally agree.
Because guess what? When I become king of Aina, I'm going to give everybody land, bro.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, no problem. You
can see me Kaimaki.
Oh, yeah, Chile Kaimaki.
I like 12th Ave.
12th Ave.
I could do something. I could do something with that.
Done, bro. Done.
Oh, thanks.
Give Zach Morris. Sign him up. 12th Ave. From 12th Ave to 12th Ave. Zach Morris owns it, bro.
That's very nice of you.
You're welcome, my friend.
All right. Good Lord. Okay, so... Where are we at? Oh, we got to take a break, bro.
Oh, we do. We got to take a break.
Bro, we're at like 40 minutes.
Oh, bro. Well, that's it then, right?
That's it.
You have anything else you want to say?
I just want to say God bless. Best wishes. Thank you all.
Yeah.
I don't know if this will be the opening segment or the closing segment.
Yeah.
This will be the middle segment.
It's a great segment, though.
It's a segment.
Follow the line. Stand strong.
Well, maybe we make this the ending segment. So it was a shout out to Square Barrels.
Yes, shout out to Square Barrels.
Earl Kaimaki.
Yeah.
I indirectly just put on Healthness Hawaii as another sponsor because that's my training thing. I don't know. I'm waiting for a logo. And then what else we got? Shout out to everybody listening. IG,
yeah.
Facebook,
shout out
YouTube.
To Square Barrels, though. Most definitely, though.
Square Barrels.
I just gotta get down and get the burger, bro.
I don't know what you're doing.
You posted it. Everybody's like, the burger good. I still gotta eat this burger.
You better go hurry up.
Right. I did the Cocoa Head, though.
You went to Cocoa Head Cafe, finally, yes.
Hit the Loco Moco, bro. Rice was kind of hard, but it was good.
Oh, you tell that to Leanne Wong, bro. Shout out. All right. Anything else you got?
That's it, bro. That's Sleep it, time's over. Yeah. Season 7, episode 3.
There you go. Kicks in the door.
Kicks in the door with Eddie from Kicks. Sleep time's over. Woo!
XFL. On behalf of the players and coaches in the XFL, we welcome you to our brand of football. We welcome you to our game. We invite you to enjoy the all-access pass that gives you freedom to go places but other leagues have determined to be off limits. So to our worldwide television audience, to fans all over North America, to fans here in Las Vegas, on behalf of the players, we simply say thank you. Thank you for the privilege of competing before you here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's Over. No sleeping tonight.